You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
What's going on, motherfuckers? Welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Give us a call, 863-81-4500. Emails, jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Hit us up on Twitter and Facebook, and make sure you go download all the other fabulous shows on this network. What's going on, brother? What's up, bro?
What's up, bro? What's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on is that, obviously, you and I are the core of this show, and that... The Expendables 2 over there are just fucking worthless. I don't understand something. We decided a few months back that we were going to change from Tuesday night to Thursday night. Now, granted, we did Tuesday night since we started.
Right, and the change was my fault.
It's not really
a fault. I got a different work schedule, so, you know, and I work every other Tuesday night. So, like, I threw out the option. We can change nights to either Wednesday or Thursday, or we could stay on Tuesday and I would just miss every other show.
Right.
Yeah, and I didn't have a problem with that if everybody needed to stay on Tuesday.
Right, but here's the thing. It's like everyone said, you know what, Thursday would be better. because right. it's closer to Friday, it's closer to Saturday, it's the end of the week, and this and that. And I was on board with it too. And I'm like, you know what? That's not a bad idea. Cause you know, Tuesday's the very beginning of the week. Tuesday's right. still like a Monday.
Right.
And then we changed it to Thursday. And all of a sudden, we haven't had four people on the show like in a full month yet. Like at all. We've had like 1 week or 2 weeks out of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And like Missy's like, she hasn't done back to back shows in months.
Yeah.
In a couple months at least. Marco's been taking off lately.
Missy normally misses at least one out of every three shows. And like twice a month, maybe.
Yeah, so.
You know?
Yeah, twice a month is two out of four shows. It's 50%.
No, I'm saying like she does, she may come back to back weeks, but then she doesn't come for 2 weeks.
Yeah, but lately it's been off, on, off, on, off, on. It's like, all right. You know, I get it. You got to go to Seattle. You got to see fucking, you know. You got to see the remains of.
You got to see homeless people in rain.
Right, exactly. You know, and then there's, but the concert thing, it's like, and we were joking about this a few weeks ago. It's not even that she's going to see like really good concerts. she's going to see like shitty bands. Like
right.
people, most people don't even know who they are. And, you know, it's like, all right, well.
She's going to see cover bands. She's going to a bar.
Yeah, basically, might as well be. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't buy that bullshit excuse she sent yesterday. How they fucked up and they were supposed to go to a concert Wednesday and it was actually tonight.
Right.
I don't buy it. Yeah. I think she just got tickets for it and she was like, oh, I gotta get out of this somehow.
Yeah.
You know? And you know what?
I mean, it's possible.
This day and age of the text message, it actually keeps you from actually being on the phone or being face to face with someone and being completely fucking embarrassed when you have to lie to their face.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, the text message is like this great covert thing where it's like, oh, well, they're not going to know. No, we know. We know.
And maybe I'm just naive. I mean, I bought it, you know.
I don't buy it.
But.
I don't buy it.
You know, it gets to the point where it's just like, when Missy says, I'm not going to be there next week, it's just like saying, I have to breathe. Yeah, I figure you're not going to be here next week. Or I'm not going to be here this week. Or yeah. I'm not going to be here. She misses almost every fucking show at this point.
And it's like, well, we could have easily taken off tonight. But we've been doing that a lot lately. We've been taking off like once a month for the last couple months.
Yeah, we have.
If not more. More months, I mean. And it's just like, you know, enough is enough. And it's like, Marco sends us a message today saying he's not feeling well, which I also don't buy. And I mean, I don't know. I don't care what the excuse is. Well, it doesn't matter. What I'm saying is like.
I bought it at first. And then like an hour later, he texts, I might be there tonight. So I'm just like, well, which is it? Are you sick or are you not sick?
Because I said, hey, do you still want to do a show?
Right.
Anyway. Well, I mean, look, you're either here or you're not here. And obviously you're not here. And it's the two of them. And it's like, all right, well, we can't just keep skipping the show because they're not doing their part. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, all right, well, if you're not going to do your part, then we're going to have to do it for you. But don't be surprised if we're going to give you shit over it.
Right. And I get it. I mean, fucking life happens. Sometimes you can't make it. But, you know, for Missy, it's been an ongoing thing for a long time. And then it got better, and now it's back to the way it was last year.
What's funny to me is that we've had a lot of talks off the air about where we want to go with the show. Like, what direction we want to take the show. And for the most part, I think you and I have been in the same boat where it was like, you know what, we're just doing it for fun.
Right.
Whatever, you know. You know, Missy would love this. I mean, we'd all love to see some money come out of this. But, like, Missy, I would say, would be more enthusiastic about, because she wants to be famous.
Right.
So she thinks that this show is definitely, you know, a springboard to that, which it's not.
No, it's not. It's definitely not.
But Marco is, like, the number one person on the show that wants the show to be, like, some fucking empire.
Well, he thinks the show has,
yeah,
you know... I mean, I think everybody would like for the show to fucking take off, but I think most people have realistic expectations except for him. I think now more than before, he's kind of realizing that the show is what it is. You know, it's just 2 hours a week hanging with your friends, blowing off a little steam bullshit, you know?
Right. And I realize now that Marco has a kid and everything and, you know, he's got like a new family. I get that he's got responsibilities. And I kind of figured that there was going to be times where he's not going to make it, especially in the very beginning.
Right.
But I don't know. Like lately, I just feel like everyone's half-assing it.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it just doesn't seem...
And, you know, I'll be the first to say I've been guilty of it a couple times. Just, you know, you kind of like, oh, God, they're here again. Like,
yeah, I mean,
I don't feel like fucking doing this tonight.
And there are days, there are weeks where I just feel like, you know, I don't feel like doing a show. I really just don't. But you just kind of like push through it and be like,
right,
whatever. It's a couple hours and then you're done. You know, I got to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. So when we're out of here, by the time I get home, it's like 11:30 because we're always bullshitting after the show.
Right.
And then, you know, I got to get up in a couple hours and it's like, whatever. But you get through it, you get used to it. And, I don't know. Just lately, I feel like nobody gives a shit.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
So my thing is should we just do a show like twice a month?
You know, we might be better off, you know, cutting down, doing it from every week. Because, you know, a couple weeks ago, and I know Marco's going to be pissed that me and you were doing a show tonight. Because a couple weeks ago, well, a month ago or 2 months ago when you went to the Tosh concert and then Missy called the day of and said she's not going to make it because I think she went to Courtney Love.
Mm-hmm.
And Marco was like on his way here. And my thing was, nobody wants to hear me and you do a show to Marco. Like, nobody wants to hear that. People are going to turn it on, see you and Missy are not here, and turn it right the fuck off.
Wow.
Nobody wants to hear us do a show. People want to hear, people that like us want to hear the Jersey Jerk Show. They want to hear me and Marco as well as you and Missy. They don't want to just hear me and Marco. They probably don't want to hear just me and you.
Have you two ever done a show without us before?
No.
Yeah. That's probably why.
I don't know. It's just like people that like the show want to hear the Jersey Jerk Show. They don't want to hear a watered
down
version because
people
doing
can't
make it. Well, yeah, nobody's going to listen to this.
You know what?
Actually, we started off, you know, talking shit on Missy and Marco, so people may.
Well, that's the thing. You should stay with us because we're gonna go a little bit further into this. Like a couple years ago, I remember we had this huge blow up on the show. We weren't sure where everyone's loyalty lied. We had problems with Missy. Basically, Missy is doing the same exact thing she was doing a couple years ago. Except we're all on better terms now than we were then. Like then
right.
It was a little bit more turmoil because we didn't know what the fuck was going on with her and she had shit going on in her life and it was like whatever. But now it's like we're on better terms and she's missing the show almost as much, except this time it's for fun, not
right.
for problems.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, now my question is, do I get angrier because she's doing this for leisure, or should I back off and be like, well, it's a summertime, but when the fuck did we ever do that during the summer? We would just do the show every week.
Right.
It just seems like ever since we turned to Thursdays, it's been a fucking problem.
Yeah, it's been a nightmare.
Especially with the two. Like, I think I missed one or two Thursdays
uh-huh.
since we moved to Thursday. And that was because of another job.
Right.
And it was just like, all right, you know, but now it's like, I don't have to worry about it anymore, so I'm okay with it. But I still made it in that one night.
Here's my thing. There's things I could be doing rather than sitting here doing the show on
yeah,
Thursday nights.
Yeah, sleeping, masturbating, eating. We all could be doing
all the good
that,
stuff.
Right.
The finer things in life.
Right.
But, you know, I make it, if I don't have to work, I make it a priority that after work, the show is number one priority on Thursday nights.
Right.
Now, judging by how long it takes me to upload the show, it's not number one priority, you know, Friday through Wednesday.
Hey.
But on Thursday nights, it is.
But you don't get the show file from me until like Monday or Tuesday.
That's okay. I had it. I had it on Monday this week and I didn't put it up till this morning. Like, yeah, shit happens.
I have to listen to it just before I send it to you anyway, so I don't care.
I work the overnights. I go home. I watch my shows. I go to bed. I get up and I go in and work the overnight.
It's a routine.
You know? It's just kind of like I have to. When you send me the email to upload the show, I don't even click on it to read it. I keep it unread in my inbox,
gotcha.
So it kind of reminds me
sure.
to do it. Like I know I do it every week, but I fucking forget sometimes.
Right.
You
well,
know?
I mean, I just make sure I do my part, and then whenever everything gets done, it's fine with me. I don't care. You know, at that point, I don't care. Once it's out of my hands, it don't bother me. It's whoever wants to download it.
You know,
problem.
It's funny. Like our hardcore listeners, you know,
they get mad.
They get mad, and I'm like, I must be the most hated person on the show. Because
that's why they tuned out.
They get mad every single week. Like, when's the Jersey Jerk show going to be up? And I'm like, I see it, and I'm just like, oh my God. Like, all right, I'll get to it.
My thing is like, I'm having a hard time with this right now because here's my example, basically. Today is my girlfriend's birthday.
Right.
I could have easily gone to dinner with her and her family tonight. Now, some people may look at it, wow, he's a shitty boyfriend. And some people may look at it like, wow, he just doesn't give a shit about it. But the truth is,
not you specifically, but going to dinner with your girlfriend and her family sounds like a fucking nightmare to me.
Well, any girlfriend's family is always a nightmare. But my point is, like, technically I could have done something better than this.
Sure, absolutely.
But me and her,
you could have done what any decent boyfriend would have done.
Right. Not go. That's exactly what I did. But me and her have an understanding. You know, our weekend is planned out starting tomorrow night for the rest of the weekend for her birthday.
You celebrating her birthday all weekend?
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Is it a month long birthday?
For, 1 inch for every day. 3 days.
Give yourself a little credit. An inch and a quarter, inch and a half.
Yeah, whatever. You know, I don't want to brag. So, but my point is that you can call me any fucking derogatory name you want. The point is me and her have an understanding, you know, and it's like,
you're going to be a shitty boyfriend and she's okay with it.
No, on Facebook, she posted the flowers I sent to her at work today and her caption underneath was, he's so good to me. Exactly. Cause I am.
No, I know you are.
Okay. But my point is that I know how to basically open up my schedule to do other things. Now, would I have gone to dinner? Absolutely, I would have. If we were definitely not going to do a show tonight, I would have just called her up and be like, you know what? I can make it for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
But we had an understanding. She knows I do the show. She didn't even ask me to go. She was like, if you want to, the invitation is there. And right. I was like, well, you know, and I don't want to give it away, but we originally had a fucking surprise for tonight. We were going to have a guest on.
Right.
And I don't want to say who it is because we don't know if it's going to happen anymore. But I was actually prepping for it for the last couple of days. I was getting some questions ready. I was doing some research. Right. I wanted to have like a little fun with it, you know? And then you get the text message from Missy. And she's like, oh, you know, me and Jesus fucked up. We were supposed to go to a concert tonight, but it's actually tomorrow night. And I'm like, I didn't even reply. I was like, I don't fucking want to deal with this right now. And then today, I'm thinking, all right, well, it's the three of us. I figured, you know, the three of us will get together, we'll bag Missy a little bit.
Right.
And then Marco's out, and it's like, oh, well, what the fuck, man? Like, does he not want to drive here? Is the drive too much? Because what's the difference from driving here? It's closer here than it was when we were doing it, you know, at your other house.
Right.
So, I don't know what the issue is. Is it the kid? He says he's not feeling well. I mean, like, look at Marco. He doesn't look like he's been feeling well for about 20 years. He's always fucking pale.
His fucking diabetes must be kicking in.
He's got the sleepy eyes all the time. I mean, it's unreal. But, I mean, he looks terrible.
Oh, my God. He looks terrible.
Oof, my God. He looks terrible.
So, it just... I don't know. I just feel like it's a scapegoat. It's like, well, Missy's not going to be there, so I guess I'll take the night off.
Well, and here's the thing. I can't remember any time in the last 4 years that we've been doing the show, or almost 4 years, that either me or you have taken off because we haven't felt well. Like, can you imagine me taking off because I don't feel well? I'll be right next door in the other room.
Dude, not only was I not feeling well, I actually showed you guys the bloody sock that I jizzed into. I mean, if that's not an alarm to go to the fucking hospital.
Right, right. Like, I went to Marco's that 1 week with fucking kidney stones. I was fucking almost crying in pain.
Right.
Yeah, and I went. It's just like, nobody...
Honestly, put on your big boy pants.
Exactly. Nobody treats the show as a priority
so
anymore.
I'm making an official statement as of right now. As far as Marco's concerned, I don't want to hear another fucking word about what we can do to make the show better.
Yeah, we can show up. That's number
one. Yeah, because number one, show up. Number two, learn how to work the fucking board. And number three, fucking be entertaining on the air. And if not, then worthless. And as far as Missy goes, the official statement is this. I'm not going to put you on the spot and say, no, know your priorities, put them in order. You want to go to concerts, go to concerts. But you realize you're fucking us over. And yourself.
Right.
It's not just one party only. It's both. Because you could sit there and be like, yeah, I'm having a good time because I don't care about life even though I'm 30-something and I still act like I'm fucking three. You know, I'm just having a good time because, you know, I could be dead tomorrow or whatever. Fine. But, you know, you want this show to make you a star. You have to be here for that to happen.
Exactly.
That's the bottom line. So you're fucking yourself in that matter. And then you're fucking us over because now what we're talking about is you.
And, you know, I've said this before. As far as when it comes to doing the show without one of the four of us, I've said this to Missy and I've said this to Marco. You have to act like every week there is at least one new person listening to the show.
Mm-hmm.
If the show is just me and you,
mm-hmm.
and somebody hears this for the first time, they might be like, "Ah, this show stinks."
Yeah, because they don't know what we're talking about. And they're like, "Wow, these guys are a bunch of bitchy whiners."
Right? Exactly. I've told Missy this 100 times. Like every week, we have new people listening. When you don't show up. People don't get to hear it, and they may never give us another shot.
Right.
And this summer, it's been every other fucking week that she hasn't showed up.
And I'll be honest with you, it's more annoying than anything. Because, you know, Missy brings a dynamic that none of us can replace. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you, yeah.
Stupidity is what it is. And it's just like, I don't want to say we need her to for the show to move through or to go on or whatever, but you know, it's nice to have Missy on because the element of surprise is always there.
Yes.
You don't know what's going to happen.
Right. The show,
Two weeks ago when Marco wasn't here, she had a fucking meltdown on the air. And I don't mean like she broke down into tears. I mean like, the stupidity volcano erupted.
Yeah, it's like one side of her brain completely
shut
off.
And I'll be honest with you, 2 weeks ago was one of my favorite shows that I can recall.
We laughed so fucking hard.
I had a headache for days after. I never had that much fun in the longest time.
You should have called out the following week if you had a headache for days.
Right. Yeah, right. And it was just unbelievable. Now, the following week, last week, when you missed, and this is a pattern now, I am 100% certain that out of everybody here, you're the one who shouldn't be here or should not miss.
Fine, fuck you. I'm out of here.
All right, lock up. You're the only one here that should never miss a show. In other words, if we're going to do a show and you're not here, we should just cancel. Even if we have nothing better to do, we should cancel. Because honestly, last week's show stunk. It stunk to high fucking heaven. And I'm not pointing fingers, but, you know, it just didn't flow well. It was so dry and like everyone just seemed so blasé and it was like, it really pissed me off. Like there were parts where Missy held her own and she did a lot of narrating during the show.
Uh-huh.
And there were times where, like, in the beginning, her, Marco, and Missy were like, I don't know, they were having like this mini therapy session or whatever. They were like going at each other. And I even said, I was like, you guys done? Can we move on? Because at that point, it was just like, what the fuck is going on? I thought you guys squashed whatever it is. Like, you know, he gets too fucking touchy about shit and defensive.
No, not Marco.
And she gets too, like, you know, condescending about it. You know, like, whatever. Oh, like, Mark, you're such a ray of fucking sunshine. Like, that kind of thing. You know? And it's just like, all right. But we have a show to do here. Now, unless you're going to make this an actual bit, then go ahead.
Right.
But it's like, you guys are not really, you know. And then on top of that,
it wasn't an argument where it was like a good argument. It was just kind of like, fuck you type thing.
Right. Nah, right.
It's boring.
Right. You know how it goes. It's, I mean, when we play one soundbite of it, it'll sound like every time.
Yeah.
Hey, fuck you. So I know what I'm doing.
The argument must have been, Missy, you're a fucking cunt. Marco, you're useless.
Well, yeah, in a nutshell. At least that's what I was thinking. But so on top of that, though, we had audio issues.
Uh-huh.
So Marco points at the computer screen. We have a show laptop that basically controls everything, that records and broadcasts everything. So he starts pointing at it, and he turns the monitor towards me. Now, obviously, I can't see it anymore because Marco's at the helm. He's got the board in front of him.
The captain's chair.
Yeah, he's in the captain's chair, right. So the captain needs assistance you know, from me, and he's like showing me one side. We have two things that go across the screen. They're basically
the left side and the right side.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is like you can see the recording. It looks like picture a heart monitor with like the beeps going up and down. Well, one side was going, the other side was flat, flatlined. So I was like, what the fuck is going on? So I'm like looking into it, and I noticed that the main volume, there's two sliders for the main volume. There's a left and a right. Mm-hmm. Well, one of them was all the way down. The other one was where it's supposed to be. So I'm like, obviously he didn't want this to come up on the show.
Right.
He wanted to kind of like smooth it over, like let's just, you know. And I said to him, because I at that point I was mad because I didn't like the way the show was going. And I'm like, great, now this has happened. So I said, how long has this been going on? He's like, I don't know. I didn't do it. He immediately, I didn't do it. It wasn't me. Hey, I wasn't here last week. Did they record like this last week? No, it didn't. No, it didn't. It did not. So, of course, I can't really go much further into it because at that point I had no proof.
Right.
But when I got home, or actually a couple days later when I actually edited the file, I noticed that the show started out fine. Both faders were up.
Right.
So it was at equal, you know, whatever. And then at like 10, 11 minutes in, all of a sudden one side of the laptop goes down, like out. The left side's out. And you only hear it through the right side. And I'm like, what the fuck?
So not only do our fans have to listen to a shitty show, but they get shitty audio with it.
Right. So now I know it was Marco. So I don't know if his fucking pelican neck fucking brought it down. I have no idea what the fuck happened. But like immediately this guy, every time something goes wrong, it's never his fault. And that really pisses me off. Because it's like, you know what? Maybe if you just owned up to one fucking thing, it wouldn't be so bad. Because if you tell me, now obviously he didn't know he fucked up.
Right.
But it just reminds me of all the other times we've had problems. And not all of them were his fault. But we've had problems in the past where it was his fault.
Sometimes it's not his fault and we blame him anyway because it's fun.
He blames the cat. He blames everything else. But it's like Sharknado came in here and turned the fucking right side down.
As far as blaming the cat, he could say whatever. I'm in this room on Thursdays.
Right.
You know, the cat don't come in here. But this specific Thursday, I was away from the time we did the show that Thursday to Wednesday of the following week. The cat was definitely not in here.
Right.
You know, so it was, and plus the show started off good, so it was definitely something he did.
Right. But, so I've realized that when I got home, I was editing, I was like, fuck, see, it was his fucking fault. So I got pissed off and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, we put him in charge of this to do nothing. He doesn't have to do a fucking thing.
Right. It's
all you got to do is make sure the recording's going, the show is broadcasting, the mics are unmuted, and occasionally you got to turn up either your laptop or Marco's laptop. His for the phone, yours for any kind of
clip.
Right.
Basically, this is how easy it is to run the board.
Plug and play.
At the beginning of the show, you unmute the mics. If I'm going to play an audio file from the internet and I don't, you know, because you look something up online, you don't know how loud or how low it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be on the audio.
Right.
Okay? Turn it up and down. If Marco's going to play something, you got to be on the audio up and down.
And I still got to give him the thumbs up to tell him to turn it up. Or he's been doing this for a few months now.
If we take a phone call, Marco has to turn the audio up.
Or when he's playing. Last week, Marco played a shitty song that Missy liked, another shitty song. And when he started it, I looked at him and I was going, giving him the thumbs up, like turn it up because I still remember that certain things have to be louder than you think because they don't translate like that on a broadcast and it only makes me do more work. Now, ever since Marco's been sitting in that chair, I've had to do more editing bullshit that I haven't had to do in over a year. And it's pissing me off because it's like I'm spending more time editing the show and this is the other thing. Now, he fucked up with the whole, I don't want to say he did fuck up. She wanted him to play a song. Mm-hmm. He's searching through YouTube or Google or whatever. And the whole time, he's like, his mouth is away from the mic. So you can't hear a goddamn thing he's saying. Right. You know what I mean? So you're like, what the fuck? Now, I didn't really realize that. But why do I have to monitor what he's doing? Do you see what I'm saying? Like, I'm not here to babysit anybody.
But as far as it's common sense. Right. Like, we've been doing this almost 4 years. You have to talk into the mic.
Right.
I don't know if you've know. I've actually
been guilty of that more than anybody else here.
You know how I trained myself to talk into the mic?
Sucking cock.
pretty much. I hold the microphone. I hold it almost the entire show.
Right.
Just to kind of keep my focus on the microphone.
Right, because you feel like, you know.
Because I will. Like, when I turn to talk to you, or I turn and talk to Missy, or look straight ahead to talk to Marco, like, sometimes I'll drift off.
See?
And, you know.
Like, right now, the way you're talking to the mic, well, not just now, but the whole time, you have the best registry on that audio file right now. Right now, mine is actually lower, because I'm further away from the mic than I should be. But you always have the best audio file, because your levels never go up, your levels never go down. Now, obviously, when we all laugh or scream and yell,
course,
it gets a little overbearing.
Right, when I have to yell at Missy, mine goes up.
What are you, fucking stupid?
Yeah.
But Missy's also, sometimes she's too loud. Sometimes she's further away.
It looks like Missy has never got comfortable with her. With the mic we bought.
We got to definitely fix her setup.
Yeah.
Because
what are we fixing? She's never here.
But that's the thing. What's the point of getting to it if you're not going to be here?
Right. She's never here. Like, why would we even try to fix? Like, we're talking about buying the
honestly,
bucket.
I think we should just put the mic between her tits and let her just.
If we put the mic in her phone, I think it would be better.
Yeah. Yeah.
If she could just speak through the speaker in her phone, she'd probably be fine, because it's in her hand the whole fucking show again.
Right. And that's another issue.
You know, I've given up on that one.
But Marco is the most guilty motherfucker here when it comes to not speaking into the mic. Apparently, when he goes to use his laptop, he has to go away from the mic. You don't have to do that.
Then the positioning of his laptop.
The whole point of me setting Marco's table up like the way it is so that he can swivel the mic with him anywhere he goes.
Right.
He has no reason not to be able to talk into the mic. Now, every week I have to somehow find 5-6 minutes of total audio from just Marco and actually have to fucking raise the volume of it. It's getting fucking annoying. So that was the other time he fucked up. Then, the third and final time he fucked up last week, he plays a voicemail someone left about... This woman obviously did not know.
And before you even get into it, I was on my way home from work, and I had the show on, and I heard that, and I heard he was looking for the voicemail, and I said, please do not play this on the air. I'm talking to myself, don't play this on the air. Her phone number's in there. Do not play this on the air. Her phone number's in there.
Right.
And I kept saying it, and he played it. I'm like, please cut it off.
I didn't even
please
know
cut
that.
Cut it off. Please cut
I never
off.
Heard it, so I didn't even know that there was a phone number.
It doesn't matter if you heard it or not.
It doesn't matter.
Common sense tells you, because he basically said she didn't know what the show was, and she was looking to buy tickets. How else would we get in touch with her unless you left her fucking phone number?
Right.
Her phone, I heard it that one time. I didn't remember if her phone number was in there or not, but she asked to buy something. She obviously left contact info.
Right. And you that's know? One thing you don't play on the air.
Right.
Doesn't matter if it's an email, a PO box.
And like, I'm just listening and I heard her say it. And I'm like, motherfucker. Like, he didn't even try to cut it off. When you first hear like the area code, you'd figure he'd be like, oh shit, and try to cut it off.
Oh no. No, he shrugged it off. And I sat there and I was like, oh my.
How about we say Marco's phone number on the air?
1-800 fucking worthless. No. So I said, you'll hear me say it on the air, on the show. If you listen to last week's show, I said to him, and I'm just defeated at this point because I wasn't happy with the show. I didn't like the way it went. I didn't like the issues we were having with the audio and stuff. And I was like, why did you let that play? And he was like, we'll bleep it out. We'll bleep it out. Marker's got a Mr. Fix-It for everything.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he doesn't fix a fucking thing. So he's like, we'll bleep it out. We'll bleep it out. I'm like, what do you mean we'll bleep it out? You don't even get the file. He's like, I'll bleep it out. I was like, you don't get the file. I edited it. He's like, well, you know. And I said, but we already played it on the air. He's like, yeah. Well, fuck them. They shouldn't have left their number. That was his answer to it. If I wish I had the... I'm an idiot because I should have cut that out and should have played it tonight on the air. And I didn't even think about it. But if you just listen to the last 3 minutes of last week's show, it's really easy to do. Because the last 3 minutes is really only a minute and a half of talking. And then it goes out.
Right.
But he just like glazes over. See, when Marco makes a mistake or when Marco fucks up, he can't handle it.
Right.
So what he does is he tries to blow it off like it's no big deal. I didn't mean to break my kid's arm. He's fine. It'll heal. It'll heal. I didn't mean to drop him on his head. It'll heal. It's no big deal. That's the way he's always been since the day I met him. That's always been him. If you fuck up, own it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You say, I fucked up. My bad, whatever. Because at least if you do that, you make everybody else feel a little bit more at ease with the fact that you're in control of everything. The fact that you're blasé about it means you don't give a fuck about anybody but yourself. And that's an issue for me. Because it's like, hey, you know what? This is supposed to be four people on this show. You do whatever the fuck you want now. Now I have a fucking problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
And the same thing goes for her. You want to do whatever the fuck you want, like not show up and go to a concert? All right, but we're going to have problems.
Yeah, and it's not show up and go to a concert. It's not show up multiple fucking times and go to a concert.
And the thing, see, and this is why I don't buy any of the shit that's happened with her this week. Because a couple nights earlier, she sends a text, has an idea for this week's show. I was like, wow, I think that's a great idea. I don't want to ruin it in case it does happen. And if it doesn't happen, then we'll talk about it. But I was like, wow, that's a great idea. And I'm sure all you guys got, you know, the message and whatever. So I'm like, yeah, that would be great. And I was immediately thinking, you know, we can like make this something fun.
Right.
You know? So that was what, Tuesday night?
Tuesday night she sent the original, yeah.
Okay. So then Wednesday night, last night, right? Was last night.
It was last night.
She sends another message.
You know, it's funny. I texted her because I didn't see her message until like after midnight on Tuesday.
Okay.
So I didn't text her back. So Wednesday night I texted her. I said, did Fob get in touch with you about your idea? And she said, yeah, you know, we talked about it. You know, we're going to do it, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, all right, cool. I'm telling you, 10 minutes later, she texts and says, I made a big mistake. I'm not going to make it. Me and Jesus are going to a concert or something. Or
yeah. Yeah. And I'm looking at it now. Guys, Jesus and I fucked up royally. We were supposed to go to a concert tonight and it got moved to tomorrow. So not this week, but next week for sure. Obviously, that means I won't make it tomorrow. So sorry. And, you know, it's like.
And here's my thing.
It's a fucking epidemic. I said to her, I'm not kidding, dude. Last week, me and Missy were outside smoking a cigarette. We were bullshitting. And we were talking about the whole concert thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't understand why you have to go to all these concerts. You can always go to the same concerts. They always come back around.
Right.
Especially these shitty ones that don't play anywhere but fucking Delaware Valley. But the fucking Delaware Valley, they'll always come back.
Right.
And if you go to the same shitty place to watch them, but fucking, you still think about that. He said butt fucking. So it's like, why do you feel this need that you have to go to a concert every fucking week or multiple days a week? Like, seriously, just if you want to be a fucking roadie for a shitty band,
listen,
go for it.
I'll be honest with you. I don't care what she does Friday through Wednesday, Thursday. I expect her to be here.
Me too.
You know,
I think we all do.
Listen, something comes up, like, I don't know, if fucking, you know, the Black Keys are in town on Thursday night.
I'm done with that. You know why? Because in the beginning, that's the things I didn't have a problem with. A couple weeks ago, I went to go see Daniel Tosh.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a little more than a couple weeks. But still, that was a birthday gift I got back in May.
Right.
To go see him sometime in June. And we went. And obviously, I was going to go. It was a birthday present. I wanted to go see it. It's
right.
Daniel Tosh. It's not like I'm, you know, like, see, I went to go see Daniel Tosh. It's not like I went to go see, you know, the fucking homeless guy who tells good jokes for a nickel.
Right.
You know, around the corner. That's the comparison of band she sees compared to what you could see.
Right.
So in the beginning, it's like, yeah, if you're going to get tickets from your job or wherever to go see, like, you know, Guns N' Roses, I'm just throwing names out there, mm-hmm. obviously not them, or somebody of that stature, yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah, you might as well go. I mean, I'd go. She mm-hmm. went to go see the Rolling Stones, and that pissed me off because she didn't even fucking know anything about them until we had that discussion on the fucking show. That's just jealousy on my part,
yeah.
That one right there. And but see, I'm owning up to it.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like you're going to go see, you know, I don't know. You're going to go see Lincoln's Log. Who the fuck is Lincoln's Log? You know, it's just like, what kind of shitty fucking. And then occasionally she'll sprinkle in someone that's irrelevant that used to be popular in like the 80s and 90s.
Right.
Like Courtney Love.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. MC Hammer, Vanilla Ice. I don't know who the fuck. Like, it's just ridiculous. It's like, you know what? You can go see these shitty bands, these third world bands, anytime you fucking want to. Don't fucking come in here and say, oh, the fucking, because the music we've played of the music that she likes is fucking terrible.
You know how bad it's gotten with Missy? I would be happy if she only took off once a month.
It's an addiction.
Like, if she took one Thursday off a month, I'd be okay with that, because she's missed so much that it's just like, all right, well, she's going to be here 3 out of 4 weeks. That's good.
Right.
Like, that's how bad it's gotten with her.
Yeah. It's just gotten unbearable at this point.
I don't know. I don't get it. Like, you know, listen, this isn't her career. I understand.
She doesn't have a fucking career regardless.
You know, it's not like we're millionaires because of this show, no. But you kind of made a commitment to do this. If you don't want to do it, just say it and we'll part ways.
Right.
But she just kind of shows up whenever she feels like it. And 9 times out of 10, we get, what, 8 hours notice, 6 hours notice, sometimes 2-3 hours before the show, we find out she's not going to make it. And it's just like, if you would tell us on Monday, we may be able to get somebody to come in and hang out for the show.
Right.
Like, Marco left us hanging all fucking day today. He texts in the morning, says he's not going to be there. You text back, do you still want to do a show? Then he texts back, oh, maybe I'll make it. And then texts us back 4:15, say, I'm not coming. Yeah. And it's just like, we may.
And the worst part is, he's in the same fucking town we're in, apparently, because he said he has to go to the doctor's.
Right.
So, what, you can't shoot over when you're done?
Yeah.
How many times have I've come in here late. You've come in here late.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just kind
that's
of
why I don't point. Buy it.
Right.
I don't buy any these two here. I'm calling them the Expendables.
Mm-hmm.
I don't buy any of their shit anymore. I refuse to. I don't. You know what? I'm throwing friendship out the window. I don't care. I'm not using that. I'm talking about it as like it's a business, and I don't buy any of it anymore.
I can't miss a show just because I don't feel like doing it. What am I going to do? You guys are here.
Right.
You know, I can't right. sit downstairs.
Yeah, I don't feel like,
yeah,
you know,
I'm going to sit down
you've had
time, and watch TV.
You've told us many times since you bought this place, you said, you know, oh, I got the plumber coming, or I got somebody coming, or the counter guy coming. I may have to miss first half hour or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, fortunately, they were out before we started for the most part. But, I mean, you have a legitimate excuse. Plus, you're here. So when you're done, you're right back on.
Right.
So I think we can hold the fort down for 10 minutes, you know. But it's like, all right. Now, we're at a point where this is cyclical. It's happening again. It's like we've had this problem. You know, the problem with Marco years ago was he didn't fucking talk about anything. He wouldn't say anything personal, or he wouldn't talk about shit that, you know, he would steer clear of everything, and he would barely say a word, and it would just be like, all right, this is getting – now, Marco doesn't do that anymore. Marco's, you know, he says his piece. He fucking comes in. He chimes in, which is fine. I got no complaints with that. But now it's like, all right, show up. And when you do show up, be mindful of your fucking board. Because it's really your board during the show.
That's the thing. Like, we, you know, so Marco was never one to talk about anything going on in his personal life. And that's fine if he doesn't want to talk about it. He didn't chime in on regular conversations too much either.
Right.
You know, talking about something going on in the news or somebody else's personal life. He didn't do it. So we gave him the additional responsibility of basically running the show, you know, running the board and all that shit. Once we gave him that responsibility, he decides he wants to talk more on the air. And that's cool. He's actually, you know, the last couple months, he's actually been really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, other than the fact that him and Misty get into those cat fights and he calls her a cunt,
it's fucking
he attacks her a lot. Like that. Kind of, he attacks her, I don't know,
it's old.
Yeah, it kind of gets old after a while. But he's actually been really good on the air. But he's been really good on the air and neglecting the additional responsibility we gave him. And that's fine, but something's got to be done about that. The audio can't suffer because you want to talk more and you can't do both.
Right.
You know, it is what it is. It can't just, we can't have it that way.
It's like when one problem goes away, another one shows up.
Right.
And at this point, it's like, okay, well, what the fuck's next?
Right.
You rectify this problem, and then something else is going to pop up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sitting here. I'm talking to you. I got my laptop open in front of me. I got the show laptop open in front of me. I'm keeping my eye on the board. I'm sitting in my chair. I'm not even in front of the mixing board because I don't need to be there.
Right. Once you turn it on, it's all good.
That's it. Done.
That's all you got to do.
You know, and here's my other thing, too. I think Marco's trying to – he's putting too much on his plate. I really don't think Marco –
Story of his life.
I really don't think Marco should be fucking worried about sound bites. Because every week he plays a fucking soundbite that doesn't belong. He did it last week. He played a soundbite of me going, fucking delicious. We weren't even talking about food. And I'm like, seriously, like you're just crowbarring shit. Like, stop. Let us do our job. We do the bites. We do the soundbites. You actually do the soundbites. You do them the best. But like when you're not here, I'll do them. Or even when you are here, I'll still do them. And now he's trying to get involved. It's like Marco's got to get a piece of everything.
Right.
He can't just be happy with working the board, paying attention to the fucking recording, saying his piece on the air, you know, answering phone calls.
You know what? Here's the thing.
What else do you fucking want to do?
If he didn't play sound bites, he could leave his laptop at the level you needed at for the phones.
Exactly. Exactly. But no, that's an extra chore he's got
to
do.
Right. So now he's got to turn his volume up and down because he wants to play sound bites. He could just leave it and be fine. That's one less thing he'd have to worry about. It's one less thing we could fucking bust his balls about.
Right. Right. You want this to be a tight ship? You want this show to be good? Then do your fucking part. Stop worrying about everybody else. Stop worrying about what we can get on the show or who we can get on the show. Just make sure you got your shit down 100%. When you have it down 100%, then we'll worry about extracurricular shit.
Right. And I don't know. Like we were kind of talking about this earlier. Maybe it's the whole setup with Marco being in the captain's chair, that was my idea to give to him. It's my fault. I apologize. I thought he could handle it. I really did. I thought he was capable of handling it.
Your apology is worthless.
and any punishment the show wants to levy on me for giving him this responsibility.
We can't afford to punish you because then it would just be me here.
Like, I really thought...
Those two dopes won't show the fuck up.
I started typing out a very, very, very fucking detailed list of what I do to upload the show, and I was actually going to give it to Marco.
That's funny you said that, because I was actually going to give Marco the job of editing the show, because I'm tired of doing it, because I got to fix his fucking mistakes.
Right.
So I'm like, you know what? I think anyone who's in front of the board should be the one that edits the show.
I was thinking about giving it to him because I thought he could handle it, not to punish him, because like you are.
Well, but, tough shit.
Yeah, but I thought it was something that he would physically be able to do. And I was going to tell him to come here one night and I'll show him exactly what I do to do it. Because once you get it down pat, it doesn't take, I mean, it might take a half hour, 45 minutes, but half of it is waiting for it to upload.
And God knows he's got nothing better to do.
Right. Like he could start the upload and then go do whatever he has to do and then come back an hour later and finish it.
Right.
You know, he doesn't have to do it. But like I was typing this out for him of everything he needs to do to get it uploaded. And now I'm just like, you know what? I might as well, you know, if the show comes out on Wednesday or Thursday, it comes out on Wednesday or Thursday. When I get to it, I get to it.
Right.
Where if I gave it to him, it could probably be up by Sunday or Monday. I mean, I know
it'll probably go up the next day.
Yeah, like I know he's got family responsibilities and all, but most of his family responsibilities are in the house. He could do shit like this. And, you know, it's something you could walk away from and come back 2 hours later and finish it.
Well, until his girl leaves him again, he doesn't have to do a fucking thing. So he doesn't really have responsibilities. I don't buy that bullshit either.
But, like, you know, I was thinking about, you know, asking him if he wanted to do it because, you know, he always talks about, you know,
yeah, he calls me up. And what is it? This inquisitive motherfucker calls me up and he's like, let me ask you, so what is it exactly that Chris has to do to get the show? He kind of sounds like fucking Lumberg, you know, and he's like, what is it exactly that Chris has to do to get the show? Now, I am just shooting from the hip. I'm just like, well, he uploads it to iTunes. I don't fucking know. I never fucking watched you do it. All
right.
I know is you do that. And I hand you the file before you do that. Mm-hmm. I make sure everything's done. It sounds better than it's supposed to, you know, or that it actually was. And then I hand it off to you. And that's it. It's like, that's all it is. Then he's like, well, what do you guys have? Like a client sharing thing? I was like, yeah, we use FileZilla. Oh, what's the password?
I don't fucking know. It's one of those things where you sign in once, and then it just from then on, you just constantly are in.
Well, here's the thing.
Because he wants to be on there.
Do you know what the password is? Until you need it, none of your fucking business. That's what the password is.
I mean, I really don't know the password. Remember, I called you for it when I first got it?
Yeah.
And you read it to me over the phone. I plugged it in as you were reading it.
Uh-huh.
And that was the last time I heard of it.
Yeah.
I don't have to fucking...
I'm not even sure what it is. Like, that's one of the problems that I had while I was typing out these detailed instructions for Marco is, fuck, what's the password?
Right.
And I'm kind of scared
that's
to sign
password.
Off.
Fuck, what's the password?
I should make it that. And I'm kind of scared to sign off because I don't know that I'm going to be able to... get the password.
Right.
You know, so I might do it on a different computer and try to figure it out, but whatever. I don't have to because I can't give this to Marco because obviously he's physically incapable of handling it.
Well, if you can't run a tight ship while the show's going on, and here's the other thing. My thing is this. If you give Marco these responsibilities for off the show,
mm-hmm.
it's just going to be more questions he's going to be asking you during the week off the show.
Right, right.
And it's like, you know, look, man. I don't know what you want from me. You wanted this, you got it.
Right, right.
Nobody fucking helped me. I had to fucking figure everything out on my own. It's like, whatever. It is what it is. It's trial and error until you get it right.
Yep.
That's how I did it. That's how you did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever.
Everything on this show has been trial and error.
Exactly. We didn't get the fucking sound to go. The sound didn't sound great until fucking 2.5 years into the show, and we've only been doing this show 3.5 years.
Yeah.
So we've had like a year of decent sound up until 2 months ago. And it's like, you know, whatever. We finally got everything working, and there's still a fucking, I don't know what it is. Like, lately now there's a hum in the background, which I got to cut out during the show.
Right.
I don't know where the fuck it's coming from, but it just appeared suddenly. So that's like another thing I got to worry about with this fucking audio file. And it, you really don't have to. I set the board up exactly the way it was when I was running it. And I even put fucking red Sharpie permanent fucking marker on there. So you know exactly. And you know what's funny? I noticed one time Marco turned his fucking volume almost all the way to the top. And I thought it sounded weird in my headphones. Like, wow, Marco's really loud.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if he was trying to compensate because he never talks on the mic.
That's probably... Well, see, he probably doesn't say it that way. He probably listens back to the show and says, wow, I sound really low. Let me turn my mic up. When the easy fix is just talking to your microphone.
Right. Yeah, don't be fucking lazy. Just fucking do what you're supposed to do. You went to school for this shit. And don't give me that, oh, they didn't teach us that in fucking school.
They didn't teach you you need to talk into the microphone
to
pick up your voice.
I'm so sick and tired of these fucking excuses. Just own up to your fuck-ups, for fuck's sake. I'm going to have a stroke.
I can't carry you downstairs. Don't
You don't have to. Just roll me down the fucking steps.
I don't want to break the driveway.
But it's just, it's ridiculous. It's excuse after excuse after excuse. And it's like, you know what? If you can't handle it, just say so. And we'll go back to the way it was.
Right.
I have no problems going back there, sitting over there now, and fucking, all I gotta do is switch mics.
Yeah.
You know? And then that's it. We're done. We're back to where we were, and whatever. So be it. But I can tell you this, though. I can guarantee you that the show, we're not gonna have the problems we've had in the last whatever. I'm not gonna fucking, see, that's the thing. There's no need for me to, my hands to be anywhere near the sound mixer.
No, once you there's certain times you need to touch it. Like I said, when if I play something from the internet or Marco plays something from the internet,
which
or
we're
going to
have
calls.
A perfect example in a little bit.
But yeah, there's only certain times you really need to touch the board. I don't understand why it sounds different every week. Stop touching shit. You don't have to touch it.
He's got. Like, I guess he's got to feel like he's in control.
Like, you make it so much easier on yourself by not doing anything.
Right. That was the whole point. We made it that simple. We made it that fucking simple that you don't have to touch a fucking thing, and just all you have to do is just monitor the laptop. Make sure, you know, you get the phones and you turn it up or whatever. And like you said, if he didn't have to fucking crowbar sound bites in the show, he could just leave the fucking phones at one level. His
right.
laptop at one level for the phones, and then that would be, it would be done with it.
Mm-hmm.
But no. No, now that's an extra job that I gotta tell him. I have to instruct him even on his own laptop. Turn the volume up.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta instruct him when you do yours, and then his.
Yeah, it should be second nature at this point.
Look, man, Marco, if you're listening, dude, I know you're pissed off and everything, and that's fine. You could be pissed off, but let me just tell you, you don't know what it's like to be in our shoes, because you know, you could be mad for us talking shit. You could be mad for us, you know, whatever, saying you're fucking up or blah, blah, blah. But let me tell you something, dude. If you have a problem, if I do something as extreme as that you've been doing that you have a problem with, then bring it to the fucking table. Because honestly, I don't know what else to say. It's getting fucking annoying. And it's more fucking work for me during the week to edit this fucking show. And it's getting to be a pain in the ass. It used to take me 15, 20 minutes. I got it down to a science. 20 minutes. I upload the show to the computer. I open it up in WavePad. I fucking do the audio fix in WavePad. Add the little concludes our broadcast at the end of the fuck, whatever.
Right.
At the end. Rename the file. Upload it to our server or whatever, our host. And then fucking email the link out. And I'm done. Boom. Now, I literally have to listen over and over again to make sure. And I have to write down the times of the show. Cause I can't just keep fixing as I go. I gotta write down the time. Cause if I have to go back and fix something, like for instance, when Marco doesn't talk into the mic, I gotta go back and fix that. You know?
Yeah, I hear you.
And it's just like, Jesus fucking Christ. Like, I can't believe I have to fix this. Now, I could just be a dick and be like, you know what? Fuck it. But I care about the show. It may not seem like it, but I care about the show.
Right. If we're gonna spend a couple hours every week doing this, you want it to sound good. You want it to come out good. I mean, how many shows did we do in the beginning that at least we thought were fucking hysterical, that were just killed by shitty audio?
Every show. Every episode. Through 30.
It's just kind of like you hate that because, you know, sometimes when the audio is bad, it's just like, doesn't matter how funny it is, it's unlistenable.
Right.
You know, it's just like, I can't listen to this anymore. I can't deal with this humming and hissing, or I can't deal with this. Why is it only coming out of the right side, or why is it only coming out? It sucks. Like, you don't want to hear that shit.
It's annoying. It's fucking irritating.
So, you know, take a little bit of fucking pride in what you're doing, or just fucking don't come anymore.
Yeah.
If you care that little about what we put on the air, then stop doing it.
And that's the thing. You could talk up a big game, like you want all the, you know, you have all these aspirations to do shit with the show and where you want it to go and this and that. But if you don't do the basics, what are you can't build a house without a foundation. You gotta have a solid foundation.
I have zero aspirations for the show.
Yeah.
I don't care if this show never leaves this fucking room. I don't care if we never have a comedian calling again. It's just, I like doing what we do. I like getting together with you guys and bullshitting about whatever the fuck we feel like talking about and ending the show. And to me, it's fun. I have a good time hanging out with you guys. We laugh for 2 fucking hours.
And I appreciate the fact that Rob still keeps us on Riotcast.
Yeah.
I do. Because honestly, if I was head of Riotcast,
thank you, sweetheart.
I would have kicked this off a long time ago. Dead weight.
Kind of, yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, all the other shows are better than ours. I'm just saying that, you know, honestly, like, what we don't bring shit to the table.
No,
we're not located where everybody else is. There's only one other show that isn't located in fucking New York. Well, Dr. Steve's somewhere in Tennessee or some shit like that. So, but nonetheless, it's like he's got a following. He brings more listeners to Riotcast.
Right.
You know, we really don't bring shit to the show except for shitty audio, people that don't fucking show up, and people that don't get their shit straight. And it's like, well, you want the show to be the next Howard Stern, the next Opie and Anthony, the next God knows what? Well, then do your fucking part. How fucking hard is it to do your part? It's really what it comes down to. The first thing you got to do is show the fuck up.
Right.
And you know what? We've been saying for the longest time with Missy. You know, we talked about, you know, Missy's going to start doing the intro. You know, switch it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Missy's going to start doing it. We've said that for years. Missy could do the intro, or she could take us out at the end of the show. For years. Do you think that she ever took the time on her own to just, not that you really have to because you're here every fucking week, or you're supposed to be anyway, and you hear the same fucking lines over and over again?
Mm-hmm. I mean, let's face it. When I was doing the intro, it is exactly the same word for word every single fucking week.
Yeah, and there's no papers in front of you.
You know, it's just kind of like, and she hears it exactly the same every single fucking week.
But that's where I question her integrity with the show. Like where's her passion with the show? She doesn't even pay attention while she's here.
Right.
She's too busy fucking spotting a fly on her phone or something like that. Spot fly, whatever the fuck it's called. And it's just like, really? Like, don't fucking worry about that. You're not getting anybody to listen to the show by putting us up there. And if you want to do it, Don't do it right when we go on the show.
Right. Do it 5 minutes before the show.
Do it 10 minutes before. Don't fucking do it right then and there while we're doing the show. I mean, like, be fucking smart for once, wouldn't you?
She gets here, half hour, 40 minutes before the show starts.
Right. Which is fine. There's plenty of time to.
Right. And if you want to check in, as close to showtime as possible, do it before we go on the air.
Yeah. 5 minutes, Jersey Jerk Show.
Yeah.
Tune in, whatever. And it's like, all right, she claims she's doing other shit for the show, whatever. I'm just tired of everybody's fucking excuses, that's all.
Yeah, just have a little pride in what we do here.
Everybody was like, at one point we're all talking, we get t-shirts, these two are pushing for t-shirts and fucking PayPals, and then fucking do it. I don't have the money to do it.
Right, they're pushing
I don't have the money to do it. That's my answer.
They're pushing for t-shirts and everything. I can't get fucking $10 out of each one of them to pay for the server every month.
And me too. And that's my point. I don't have the money to get t-shirts. I don't have the money, nor do I want to open up another fucking bank account. Mm-hmm. Because you have to put money in a fucking bank account to open a bank account. And I don't have money in my existing bank account to transfer over into another bank account.
Mm-hmm.
So don't ask me to do it. I got too much shit on my plate. You want it done, you do it. Don't sit there and say, well, we need to do this, we need to do that. Just fucking do it. Don't be a fucking asshole and put it on me or you or us or whatever. Just fucking do it. You want it done, then do it. At least you can honestly come to the table and say, I fucking did this.
Right.
This is all me.
It's kind of
like we got to hold a gun to their fucking head to get something done around
here. Right. Like they'll throw out ideas to give us shit to do.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you, I'm busy.
Yeah, you know what we should do? Which translates, what Chris and Fob should do.
Right, it's never we.
I'll tell you what
us.
Chris and Fob should do. We're putting an open casting call for two replacements for this fucking show.
Fucking right. And it would be a real slap in the face if we got a friend of Missy's and a friend of Marco's to do it.
Marco's friends are right here.
Yeah, like, I hate that. Do you know what we should do? When one of them say that, or
quit.
I have an idea, like my skin just crawls because I'm like, oh my God, they're going to try to give me something to do.
Yeah, this isn't school. I don't want fucking homework.
I don't want homework. I don't. If you want to, you know what they should say when they have an idea? This is what I was thinking I should do.
And it's funny because these two think that they're the most ambitious of all the four of us on the show. They claim that they don't claim it, but they think that they're the two most ambitious people on the show because they want more for the show, and they might, but they're not doing a fucking thing about it except talking.
Right.
I don't want to hear talk. Do it.
Exactly.
Show me something. You know, bring it to the table. Look, I got us a fucking bank account. We're going to do PayPal. Right. The next step is we're going to, you want to front the money for fucking 10 t-shirts? Go for it. You got my blessing.
Yeah.
You don't have to give me one either. I'll give two shits about a fucking t-shirt.
No.
Take it and run with it.
Right. And they're talking about buying like 25 or 50 t-shirts. Like, dude,
for what?
Buy five and see what the fucking quality is like. Because I refuse to allow our show to sell a bullshit t-shirt for $20
right.
And it's fucking horrible. And one of those where you wash it once and the fucking lettering comes off and shit. Like, fuck that.
Yeah.
No, we're not
fucking
selling
Old
that
Navy.
Shit. Yeah.
Go to Old Navy if you want that bullshit.
Yeah, there's no way. I refuse to allow them to try to push bullshit. Not while I'm attached to this show. No fucking way. Get five of them made.
We have integrity.
Get five of them made. Wash it a couple times. See how the fuck it holds up. And if it holds up good, yeah, then we'll consider it. But don't say we should do this and then look at me and you to fucking go do this shit.
But that's how I feel. I feel like they talk about ideas and then they fucking leave it on us.
Exactly.
We talked about getting a sign for the room.
Mm-hmm.
That's not something that I'm willing to pay for by myself.
No, absolutely not.
If everybody wants to pitch in for certain things for the show, then everybody start pitching in. And like you said, if you can't get money from all of us for the server, how do you expect anyone to pay for shirts or a sign
right.
or a banner
yeah.
or a fucking bumper sticker for that matter?
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I spent countless hours creating this bullshit logo that, mind you, is not even on the Riotcast app yet,
mm-hmm.
which is no fault of Rob's. It's just that he did all this shit to get the Riotcast app up and running.
Right.
And it's going to take even more shit to just change it over to the logo that we want to use
right.
now.
And Rob probably knows 6 months from now we're going to try to change the logo again.
And not only that, the fact that Rob just keeps on Riotcast, like, why bother arguing with the guy? You know, yeah. honestly, Rob, if you ever hear this, the truth of the matter is we just don't want our fucking pictures up anymore. That's the bottom line. We've decided we don't want our pictures up, and we definitely don't want that fucking horrible description of our show description. We don't want that. We would just rather you change it to just put the FU in funny.
Yeah.
Honestly, because that whole fucking spiel about, because first of all, Missy's not even in it.
Right.
So,
well, she's never here. She shouldn't be in it.
Yeah, it's true.
We could have
just change it to two people.
Yeah, we could have just went back to the logo to three pigs because she's never fucking here. The one pig is never here. The other three pigs are here.
Or you could just rub out the picture of Marco and Missy on that one logo that we have now. It's just I don't know. It's getting old, man. It's so fucking annoying.
Yeah, like my thing is, there's been countless weeks where I'd be home at like 6 o'clock, and I'd just like, man, I really just don't feel like fucking doing this tonight. I'd rather go out and get a drink or, you know, do whatever. I just don't feel like it. But you fucking, I made a commitment. You suck it up and you fucking come.
Right.
You know, it's bullshit that, you know, other people on the show get to do whatever the fuck they want, whenever the fuck they want to. I'm stuck here. I can't just sit in front of sit and watch TV while you guys are up here doing it. I'm here. I have to come.
Right.
How stupid would that be if you guys came in and I'd be like, nah, I'm not going to do the show tonight. I'm going to fucking watch Seinfeld.
It would be pretty douchey.
Yeah. You know, I would actually have to leave my house for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I'm stuck doing it. I have to do it. I can't just take a night off and relax.
Right.
You know, but they can do whatever the fuck they feel like it.
Right.
You know? And they can do whatever the fuck they feel like it 3 hours before the show starts.
We all got to carry our weight.
Mm-hmm.
We all got to carry our weight.
Right.
We all got to carry our weight.
Right. We can't just sit here and twiddle our thumbs.
I agree.
I can't sit here and fucking twiddle my thumbs and not say anything.
Right. We have to be consistent and be better.
We got to be consistent, and I think we could be better.
You know, this is just constructive criticism.
Take it as constructive criticism.
I just wish more people would agree with me.
We really all got to step our game. You know, I agree with Bob. You know,
I agree with everything, Bob.
I'm tired. We just, this show's got to be on point.
We have to just say, all right, fuck it. You know what I mean? We got to push through and let's be on point. We should be on point. Fuck you.
Fuck you! Such horseshit.
Thank you, Marco. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know what to do at this point. It seems like, I don't know what, 2-3 times a year for the last couple of years, we always have a show like this where me and you basically state how unhappy we are with the show. And then it fixes itself for a couple months, and then it goes back to the same fucking
shit. And this is exactly what's going to happen now. What's going to happen is these two are going to listen to this show at some point, and they're, you know, Missy, don't get your panties in a bunch, okay? This doesn't mean where you're getting fired or anything like that, because she always goes worst case scenario.
You're motherfucking fired.
Which you would think, if that's the way she is in real life, why doesn't she think that when she goes to take off for a shitty concert? Like, is it really smart if I do this?
Well, you know what I'm saying? Here's the thing. Like, we're cool about it.
Well, we're cool to a certain extent. It's like, right. All right, this is ridiculous. You know, you had us, we were all pumped up. We were under the assumption that we were going to have this different, special type of show this week. Okay? And not only is it not happening, but now you're not here.
Right.
So it's like, Jesus, can we get a consolation prize? Our consolation prize, Marco's not here.
Right.
It's like, now he bowed out. And it's like, well, what the fuck? And it's like, what, we got to keep taking weeks off from the show? We can't keep doing this. You know, one year we put up 50 shows in a year. You know, this year we're putting up 20.
It seems that way. Maybe if you count the full shows this year, you're probably right. It's probably 20.
It's ridiculous. I mean, you know, if we can all sit here off the air and have a meeting and say, okay, we want to just do the show twice a month. You know, fine.
I'm cool with that.
But let's actually put that in writing. Like, you know, let's say, okay, this is the plan. We're doing a show twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you something. If we do the show twice a month and you call out for a fucking concert,
mm-hmm.
or you call out because your fucking vag hurts, you know, out of those two shows we do a month. Well, guess what? Don't be fucking surprised we start bringing other people in here. That's all I'm saying. That's how I, my personal feeling, that's how I feel. I don't have any problems with starting to bring new people in here. Or even people that have been in here before.
I just, honestly.
I'm not saying as a threat. I'm just saying we just cannot keep taking off every fucking week. You guys don't want to come for some fucking reason.
Yeah, I honestly, I'm at the point where it's like, I just want two other people that are going to be here. It doesn't have to be two other people. I want two people with us who are going to show up and take a little pride in what we do here.
Yeah, and stop and fucking acting
it,
like...
If it's not going to be them, that's fine.
Stop thinking this show is the fucking the tits, because it's not.
No, it's not.
Stop thinking that we're better than everybody else on this fucking network, and stop thinking that we're better than anybody else out on the out of other podcasts, because we're not.
I want there to be consistency on the show. I want people who tune into our show to know that, you know, obviously there's going to be an exception here or there, but to know all four of us are going to be here every time we do a show.
Right.
You know?
And that's the thing.
I don't want it to be like me, you, and two other people one week, then me, you, Marco, and one other person, or just me, you, and Marco, and then me, you, and Missy. It's just kind of like, all right, what the fuck, man? Like, there's not one night during the week that we can all get together and do this?
Yeah. You know, and that's really what it comes down to. Is the whole basis of this show is the four of us guys being here doing the show.
Right.
You know, us four men just doing the show.
Yo, guys, what's up?
Fuck you guys. I'm like 2 seconds from leaving.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just wish the show was, you know, we had consistently the same people here every week.
We don't. That's. I don't know. It's the same shit. I mean, I don't even know what the. Honestly, Chris, I don't even know why we're even fucking talking about this, because this is just going to happen again.
Well, no, and again, we'll be fine.
And again,
we'll be fine. August, September, October, and then it'll go back to the same shit. Because whenever
we'll probably finish out the year fine.
Yeah. Well, we always, you know, once or twice a year we always blow up like this. And then the next week we'll come back, we'll have a discussion about it, and everybody will be on their game for a couple months, and then it goes back to the same shit. But it doesn't always go right back. It'll start out, oh, I can't make next Thursday, is that cool? Yeah. And then, you know, 2 weeks later, I can't make that the following Thursday, is that cool? And then it's like, I'm going to miss the next four Thursdays in a row. It's like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah,
it just sucks.
Hey, any of you Riotcast podcasts out there that are getting sick of some of your members, if you guys want to do a switch, we're open to talks.
A trade.
Yeah, let's do a trade. I like the trade. There's a couple people I wouldn't mind stealing.
Absolutely.
I'm sure Mark would rather be up Robert Kelly's ass anyway.
Oh, definitely. Dude, if he had the opportunity.
Be his chair.
If Robert did his... If Robert did his podcast on Thursday nights, and he asked Marco to drive up there every Thursday to do his podcast, Marco would do it.
I don't think he would.
You don't think so? Because he doesn't want to drive, or because...
He's not going to drive. If he has to go to work on a Friday...
Yeah. I don't know.
Even if he could take the train, which he could, I don't think he'd do it. He'd have to leave his family first, which I think he'd do.
Oh, yeah. As long as it's not an inconvenience for him.
Robert would have to hire him as a personal assistant, which sucks for him because he ain't getting shit that he wants.
No shit.
What happened to my sandwich? I ate it. I couldn't help myself.
Officer, I got a bag of pretzels here.
Yeah. That was one of those times that he was there for me. God damn. This is a hateful, hateful show.
It really is.
Hateful show. Let's get to some fun stuff. Fuck them too. All
right.
You guys are fired, by the way.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself. So we are obviously East Coast guys. I mean, we were born and raised in Philly. Mm-hmm. At least you, myself, Marco, Missy. I don't know. Her trailer moves a lot. So she was probably in a lot of different places.
She moved to whatever town has the worst school system.
Right. But we're all Philadelphia sports fans. And, you know, football season's coming up. And, you know, people that are listening from other parts of the country or even other countries, you know, it's a transitional period for Eagles fans because, you know, we got rid of our fat fuck coach that we've had. You know, we had some personnel changes. We had some player changes. You know, we got a new coach. No one really knows what's going to happen. But regardless of whether you're positive or negative about it, there's still some sort of excitement in the air because football season's coming.
Yeah.
And not only that, but you kind of are, you kind of have like, cause if, see, if Andy Reid was still coach, you'd kind of know where this would be going right now. You'd be like, we're just going to have another shitty year.
You know, I kind of
because we're gonna fucking throw the ball 60 times. We're gonna run the ball 10.
Yeah,
and it's like you're not gonna win football games like that. So now we have a different coach, different scheme, different everything. And Chris calls me up yesterday and says, "Yo, did you hear what happened with Riley Cooper?" Now Riley Cooper is a wide receiver, a white one, by the way, wide receiver on the Philadelphia Eagles. He's like a fourth stringer. Was.
Yeah.
I don't know where he's going to be now. He might be strung up after this, but. So this idiot has a video go viral in what? Like, it hasn't even been 24 hours yet.
Yeah, it's been just over 24 hours.
Right. And, he apparently was at a Kenny Chesney concert in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Okay. And what was it? Like 2 months ago?
Sometime in June, I think.
Okay. And all of a sudden, just yesterday, this video surfaces, goes viral, and it's basically, Chris, if you want to play it, if you have it queued up.
I got it.
Okay. I will jump that fence and fight every nigger here. Ah! Hold on. I will jump that fence and fight every nigger here.
Who is that crowing cunt in the background?
Who the fuck knows?
Yeah, so
this was all over ESPN. Like, it's not like this is like local news. This is like national fucking headlines.
This is all they're talking about.
This is all they're talking about.
This is actually Hernandez got a break for a week.
Yeah, right.
He really did.
I may have killed a bunch of people, but at least I didn't drop the M-bomb.
Right, exactly. Fucking dumbass.
Yeah, like, I don't know. What's your take on this?
Up yours, nigger.
What's my take? My take is that I don't care who you are. I mean, maybe you thought it was safe because you were at a country music concert, but like, why the fuck would you make that comment? I'm assuming he was having it out with a security guard.
Yes.
Okay, was the security guard black?
Yes. At least that's from what I read. Like, you don't see it in the video, but.
Okay, so why do you have to, like, if you have a problem with one security guard, why do you have to, like, just want to fight every black person in the stadium?
I think the one security guard was every black person in the stadium. It was a fucking Kenny Chesney concert.
That's true. I'm surprised that there was a black security guard at a Kenny Chesney concert.
I guarantee he had earplugs in. He's like, I don't want to listen to this shit.
Yeah, this is some annoying shit right here. He probably had Biggie in his fucking earbud.
Yeah, right?
I wonder if he uses tweaked audio. They're good head speakers.
Fucking idiot. They're great, great speakers.
What the nigga was that?
So now, Riley Cooper says this. Now, this isn't just an angry, you know, reaction, what he did. This is a hateful fucking comment.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, he just sounds like a Klan member. He really does. That picture you showed me, by the way, Chris showed me a picture of Riley Cooper's new jersey. He wears a number 14, and it's a fucking KKK outfit with the hood, and it's got a number 14 on it.
Yeah, I found it on Twitter. That's, I think it was NFL memes or something like that on Twitter.
Oh, I gotta find it. I gotta show some people tomorrow. They're gonna get a kick out of that. Yeah, I mean, this guy, and now he's apologetic.
Of course
you're apologetic. You got caught.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, remember,
it's not like he went into the locker room the day after it happened and said, you know what, guys, I said something yesterday I shouldn't have said. And no, he waited till the video came out,
yeah.
And then it's like, oh, maybe I'm really should apologize sorry. For that. No, you're not.
I'm really sorry. I'm really hurt. No, you're not hurt. You're not hurt. You know, you're this big 6'8" white boy with long hair. like Kid Rock on steroids.
Right.
And you're going around dropping N-bombs like, you know, you're in the middle of fucking desert and no one's around.
Yeah, I would assume the majority of athletes and entertainers get it that at any given time there could be a camera on you. It's 2013, man, with fucking cell phones and the Google glasses and all that shit. Like, you could be recorded at any fucking time. Yeah. If you're an athlete or an entertainer whose job hinges on you, because let's face it, Riley Cooper's not that fucking good.
No, he's not.
If you know,
he's got potential.
If
but he's
this
not
is
that
if
good.
This is Wes Welker, he could say that and you know get fined and blah blah blah. The only reason why the Eagles haven't cut Cooper yet is because Macklin's hurt. I think they would have got rid of him for this shit.
I don't think
you got a locker room full of black guys.
Because the NFL's not doing anything about this either.
What can they do?
But there's not exactly. They're not doing anything about this. They got their hands full with that fucking dirty Rican over in fucking New England. You know.
Yeah, man. It was very, very hateful.
Yeah, it was hateful. What did he say? Can you play it again? What did he say? I'll jump this fence and did he say fuck or kick?
Fight.
Oh, fight. I'll fuck every nigger.
I'll jump that fence and fight every nigger here, bro.
Dude, he just sounds white.
I will jump that fence and fight every nigger here, bro.
Oh. He just sounds white.
You know what's funny?
I will jump that fence and fight every Negro here.
He'll jump that fence and fight every black person there at a Kenny Chesney concert. Why don't you say that at a Jay-Z concert?
Yeah.
You won't make it to round three, motherfucker.
You won't even make it for the first round. The opening bell won't even get played. Ding, ding, ding. Ow.
It's just, and again, I was saying to you earlier, is there a worse profession to have to get caught in a video like this? What I'm saying is, he plays a violent sport to begin with that's got to be 75% black.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a worse profession? I mean, basketball is probably 90% black, 85% black, but they don't really hit in basketball. I mean, they could fight, but they don't hit. Right. Riley Cooper's not going to make it to October without a concussion.
You think they're going to be headhunting?
Oh, dude, if I was a free safety and I was black, dude, I would take his motherfucking head off.
Would it be worth the suspension or the fines?
Sometimes. Depends on how much money you
make.
Well,
I guess if you're standing up for a black nation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he's...
Fear of a black planet. Public enemy, baby. 1991.
Yeah, it's just like... This guy's made it to the National Football League. He's probably played football his entire life. He's been hanging out with black people his entire life. And... to get caught on video like that, like he's got to have 45 black teammates.
Yeah, but to say
at him,
he
like,
hangs out
fuck,
with black
man?
People his entire life.
Okay, not hang out, but he's been around.
Right, but see, that's my point though. That's not like, it's not the same thing as hanging out, because for him, being around black people all his life, for him, it's like being a golfer at a country club and having black servants there, like in Caddyshack. You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
Like,
but
he
they...
just seems way too uppity.
They spend countless hours together throughout the season, whether it's team flights, whether it's the locker room. Forget the game. But right. Everything else, like, they're always together.
Is it odd that all planes he gets on are only white?
I ain't sitting in the back of the plane. Fuck you.
My name ain't Rosa Parks.
I'll jump this seat and fight every nigger here. What an asshole. And you know what? Yeah. I'm obviously an Eagles fan. I think they're going to stink this year, but I'd love to see them win games. But I like to see them get knocked. I would love to see like free safeties just tee off on this guy.
You know, I gotta say this because it's funny. And I drove by it today, and it made me think of Riley Cooper. There's a route that I do at work that I do a few times a week, and there's a street that I pass, and it's supposed to be Black Main Street. So someone got rid of the A or the I.
Black Man Street.
So it's like Black Man Street, and it's in a really bad neighborhood, which is funny. You know what I mean? So it's like, well, every street here is Black Man Street. So I was thinking of Riley Cooper. And I was like, I wonder what he would say if he was here. I just started thinking about different things in life that you could possibly do and how he would react to it. Like, you know, like the Special Olympics, if he was there. You know, I'll jump this fence and fight every fucking retard here. You know what I mean? Or go to like an abortion rally or something. I'll fucking jump this fence and kick every fetus here. Like, he sounds like a really angry, hateful guy.
Yeah. And, like, he said he was drinking, but he also said that's not an excuse why, for what he said.
But why even say that?
Well, they asked him.
Oh,
the
okay.
Reporters asked
him. I was going to say, why would you even mention that you were drinking?
Yeah.
Because what does that have to do with anything? Because drinking only lets you tell the truth.
Yeah.
It's truth serum.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It just gives you the balls to say something like that that you wouldn't say while you were sober.
Exactly. Exactly. That's all it does. Don't give me that bullshit. Well, I was drunk. I didn't know what I was saying. No, you were drunk.
Yeah,
no,
he flat
exactly
out said
it.
It's no excuse for what he did.
Yeah, of course. And
but,
how the fuck
you know,
does he have the balls to say that he's hurt?
Yeah.
You have that too?
Yeah, I have yeah. the.
I want to hear the apology.
It's like 3.5 minutes long, so if you want to stop it.
Okay.
Start off by saying that I'm extremely embarrassed, extremely hurt.
How white does he sound?
I'm extremely sorry.
I'm extremely hurt.
For my actions.
Sorry for my actions.
I wanted to come up.
I love the chocolate people.
And tell you guys that.
I love those Negroes.
I've talked to Mr. Leary. I've talked to Howie Roseman. I've talked to Coach Kelly.
Great. You talked to two and, Jews and an Irishman. Like they're not going to side with you.
And I'm willing to accept any consequences. Once again, I'm extremely sorry.
Are you?
And I'll open it up for any questions y'all have.
Have you heard your teammates yet?
I have not, but tonight I will.
How difficult is that going to be, discussing this with your teammates and apologizing to them?
It's going to be very difficult for me.
It's going to be very difficult. You're in a room with 50 other black guys.
Yeah.
Who brought the good news, Bear? Somebody give her some fucking honey.
I'm going to tell them I'm extremely sorry and tell them exactly what I'm telling you guys.
I'm holding you on.
There was a confrontation, and I just handled it extremely, extremely poorly.
When you're in a locker room where the majority of your teammates are black, how do you let that word come out of your mouth?
Choco briquette.
I surely
Tony Soprano went off.
I'm disgusted, and I'm sorry. That's not the type of person I am. And I wasn't raised that way. I got a great mom and dad at home. And they're extremely
racist.
Extremely
disgusting.
What did Chip Kelly say to you when you spoke to him?
He said,
"How dare you in my own home
and face this and tell him exactly what you just told me. How sorry you are for what you said."
Did he give you any indication of what kind of discipline?
Goddamn chicken boo.
Yes, I was fine.
Was the coach there at this event with you or
you
other
fucking
teammates?
Hypocrite.
And did they know about this prior to today?
I was by myself. I was by myself.
What was going on out there? What happened before to make you react this way?
There was a confrontation with me and one of the security guards. And I'm not going to get into what happened, but I said something that was absolutely disgusting and terrible. And I should not have handled it the way I handled it. It was.
Robbie, what do you think your punishment should be?
Like the Moulinage wear that you watch
to,
on MTV?
Mr. Lurie and Howie and Coach Kelly, they all met and they came to the agreement to fine me.
In these past 2 months, did you know the video was out there? A video was out there?
It was brought to my attention a couple hours ago.
Do you expect it to be disciplined from the league as well?
I'm not sure. I don't know what will happen in that regard.
Had you had too much to drink?
I was drinking. But that is no excuse for what I said and what I did.
Have you used that term before? Like, at other times?
I don't use that.
I cut off there, but
yeah, I don't use that.
First time he ever dropped the M-bomb in his life.
Yeah.
I don't use that word.
Real fucking Nazi now.
black man!
He couldn't even answer. I don't think we should talk about my racial problems.
Right.
I don't think that's right.
That's the first time I ever said that word, but I say spick a lot.
Why didn't you just pull Marco and say, I don't remember saying that?
He should have been like, that's not me.
Wasn't me. I wasn't there.
I didn't even go to Kenny. I didn't care what Kenny says.
I fucking hate it and how it sucks.
Yeah, he should have just denied it. Like, that's not me. I don't know what you're talking about. That ain't me.
I mean, you seriously, you got to have a fucking screw loose.
Who's his mom? Paula Deen?
His mom's Paula Deen. Oh, my God. Who would his dad be?
Fuck. Let me think.
Jimmy the Greek. Jimmy the Greek and Paula Deen are his parents.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. That's like awesome.
What did Jimmy
the
Greek
say? I have a great mom and dad.
Jimmy the Greek said the black people have an extra bone in their ankle or something. That's why they can run faster.
Well, that wasn't why he got in trouble, because he said that a couple years before he got in trouble. He got in trouble because he was calling them monkeys and shit and apes and shit like that on the air. Like, look at those monkeys run. You know, and I'm like, whoa, monkeys. What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, what fucking planet are we on? I mean, it was funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
I'm just saying. I'm like, not to be an asshole. It was funny. I'm just saying, it was like, hey, is that allowed?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I think everybody's been watching All in the Family a little too much.
Yeah, right.
Archie Bunker was a racist motherfucker. But he was funny as hell, though. You can't deny it.
Paula Deen and Jimmy the Greek.
You know, what's funny is that, and I talked to a couple people about this, you know, and I'm not gonna tell their names or say who they are, but some of them are a little mad because they think that it's kind of fucked up that he's under all this scrutiny, and it's because they think, well, how come, you know, because the explanation was a black athlete or a black person can say whatever the fuck they want about white people and nothing ever happens to them. My response was, yeah, but white people were never slaves.
And let me cut you off there.
And I'm not even saying that these people were slaves, but their ancestors were slaves or relatives were slaves.
What black athlete was caught on video making a racial slur towards white people? Behind closed doors, they could probably say, yeah, whatever they want,
But they think that dropping the N-bomb is the same thing as calling a white person a honky or a cracker.
But I think in the eyes of, like, the NFL, I think it would be similar.
See, I don't think
so. You
know,
the NFL is real uppity. They don't, like, they have
you won't let this nigga stay in the house? In the big house?
The NFL front office, they're real uppity. Like, they want to ignore the fact that they have, like, fucking, you know, criminals in the league. Like, they want everything to be PC and shit. But they have criminals. They have racists. They have, you know, just about it. I'm sure there's...
Basically,
there's,
it's a prison system without bars.
Pretty much. But I don't know. Like, I don't buy that. I think if a black guy was caught at a Jay-Z concert saying, these motherfucking crack-ass crackers, I'll whoop all their asses. Bro.
Nothing would happen to Jay-Z.
No, I think they would definitely be fine, same way Riley Cooper was fine.
Jay-Z?
Not Jay-Z.
Imagining Jay-Z saying that on stage. Nothing's going to happen to Jay-Z.
No, more white people would come to his show.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm saying if a black athlete got caught on tape saying something like that, I think it would be fine just like Riley Cooper was fine.
I really don't understand why people are so surprised that racism is just as strong today as it's ever been.
I can't believe people are surprised that somebody dropped the N-bomb at a Kenny Chesney concert.
Yeah. I'm actually surprised that there was a black security guard at a Kenny Chesney concert. I can't believe that. Yeah,
I'm white. If I was security guard,
that's a good place
like
to fuck white chicks, though. Let's be honest. I hear the hottest chicks in the world go to country concerts.
Yeah. I'd have fucking taken off that day. Like, fuck this. I ain't listening to this bullshit. It's bullshit music.
Yeah. Fuck that shit. Blows.
It's fucking terrible.
It is.
I'm sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, I'm just surprised at how so many people are surprised that racism is still around and stronger than ever. I don't understand. Like, where, what rock are they living under? Just because, like, see, it's funny. Like, you know, there's a lot of white people now that embrace the black culture. They listen to the music. They dress in the same fashion. You know, they act
the same way. They wear their fucking pants down around their asshole the same way.
Right.
They talk like they're, you know, black.
Right. Whatever. Meanwhile, they grow up in a fucking $500,000 home. Right. Not even a black person in their school.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. But they, even the ones that do grow up in, like, you know, whatever, mixed neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. Same thing, though. But let me tell you something. The moment those white kids or white people get fucking done wrong by black people, that fucking racism comes out shining like a fucking,
absolutely,
like a fucking spotlight off a fucking lighthouse. Let me tell you, you know, cause they'll be like, yo, what's up, man? What's up? Yo, you got that shit for me? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Next thing you know, you fucking figure out your wallet's gone and the dude that you were just hanging with is texting people on Facebook saying, I took this dude's wallet. That, watch that dude's fucking voice here. That motherfucking son of a bitch, fucking black asshole took my fucking wallet.
Bang, bang, skeet, skeet, nigga.
That son of a bitch, those fucking, looking around their shoulder. You know, that's exactly what would happen. So I don't want to hear any bullshit. Let's be real. Okay. Don't fucking act it if you can't take the consequences. Because if you get jacked by a black person, you can't sit there and fucking start acting white again.
Right.
Just, you wanted that role, you keep it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't fucking sit there and show your true colors now. Cause it's stupid. It's like, whatever. You know?
Well, you know, people like that, they think they're cool by acting like someone they're not. Just fucking be yourself. Who cares?
And I'm sick and tired of, I have black friends.
I hate that excuse.
That's the worst thing
that
I've ever
is
heard.
The worst.
Like, oh, I have black friends. I can say that. Or yeah. I have black friends. I don't really mean that. Or I have black friends too, and he would be really pissed off at me if I said the N word.
I have black friend.
I got tons of black friends, and he would be really pissed off at me if I dropped the N-bomb. Okay. So that's not an excuse. I have dropped the M-bomb. And not out of, like, hatred. Out of, like, you know... No, actually, out of hatred. A couple times out of hatred. I'm not going to lie. When I was young... Look, man, I grew up in a bad part of Philly. And I got jumped by black kids all the time. And when I grew up, I hated all black people. I didn't know any better. It was what it was. I moved to Jersey. You know, there's black kids everywhere. They're all cool. I hang out with them. Next thing you know, I fucking, you know, I overcame. You know, whatever. I overcame. Like, I was just like, all right, hey, not everybody's bad. That's great. So now it's like, whatever, you know. But, like, at the same time, it's like, I still, like, I love watching movies. Like, you know, you watch, like, Friday, the original Friday.
Yeah.
You laugh your fucking balls off. Mm-hmm. They drop the N-bomb in there all the time. Now, I get it. It's black on black. It's not the same
right.
thing. But it's funny. And when I fucking say the lines, you know, it's
fun. You know, it's something... It's who you're with and how good of friends you are. Like the one guy me and my brother both hang out with. I don't want to say his name.
Yeah.
The Haitian.
Yeah.
So he we
what
watch,
about me?
we watch football together pretty much every Sunday throughout the football season.
Right.
And there's a white fullback on the Packers. His last name's Kuhn.
Yes.
K-U-H-N.
Yeah.
And we laugh about it the entire time. We told him we were going to buy him a Kuhn jersey. Like,
right.
But we've known him for 20 fucking years.
Right.
Like, he knows we're busting his fucking balls.
It's all fun and games until he shows up on a Sunday with a gun and throws both of you away.
And he would never show up with a gun. I've known the guy for 20 fucking years.
I know.
He's been one of my best friends for
but
20
I think,
years.
I honestly believe, I know who he is. I've hung out with him a few times. And I can honestly tell you, no matter what you think, I think he still gets hurt. I think his feelings still get hurt.
I think he gets hurt more by the gay jokes than he does by the black
jokes. I think both. I think equal. I mean, think about it. You're calling him a fag and you're making fun of his skin color. So I think even though he laughs about it, he'll be like, shut up, you know.
Well, here's the thing. He doesn't consider us white.
He's playing house nigga now.
He doesn't consider us white. He says we're Italian. We're not even white.
Yeah, but he's...
So, in his mind, Italians are more like Puerto Rican than they are white.
Oh, that's,
you know,
just
what I'm
fucking
like,
racist.
Like, we're more of the brown skin than we are of the light skin.
Oh, I don't want to be no fucking Mexican. I'm Italian, man. We're supreme.
He doesn't consider us white.
We don't fall in that whole Puerto Rican, black, whatever you want to call it. No.
Whatever.
No.
But yeah, bullshit. I mean, I think if you're good friends with somebody, you can bust balls and talk shit like that. And,
yeah.
Yeah, he'll say shit about Italians or white people.
Yeah, but it's
or
not
whatever.
The same though. His shit don't hurt.
No, I think that's more the person though, that it don't hurt.
See, I don't buy it. I think as a whole, I don't think you could sit there and fucking say shit about Italians till you're blue in the face. It ain't gonna bother me. I'm not gonna get all upset about
no,
it.
No, I care less.
It ain't gonna bother a lot of
I'll
Italians.
I'll probably agree with most of it.
Yeah, but even if it's bullshit, even if it's just, you know, stereotypes, it's not a big deal.
Stereotypes are there for a
but,
reason.
right. There's some truth to all of them.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I don't think, I still think it's a different level.
Sure it is.
I think if you say anything against black in general, I think that's a far, far more extreme offense than any other. Like, you know, people can make fun of Jews, and that's almost up there too.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you could say chink and Japs, and,
right.
You know, whatever. Nobody cares. You could say Ricans.
Those goddamn Japs.
Right. You could say whatever. Yellow people, brown people, you know, camel jockeys. Nobody gives a shit. Nobody cares because you know what? Those fucking people, they could disappear from the planet and nobody would even notice. But you say.
Terrorism would be less.
Yeah, that's true. But you say something else like, you know, this black guy. I just got a text message. Irish were the first slaves. Thank you.
Thank you.
I need some proof behind that. Kind of like your, there is no living person to this day that was a slave at some point. I'm 100% sure. I think maybe. I don't know.
Possibly.
Possibly.
I don't know. No idea. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it's like, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. Like, I think when you go that route and you start dropping N-bombs, we all know media especially has made the N-word that much more fucked up. You know, they put a spotlight on the N-word.
Yes.
And it's like, oh my God, you know, and it's such a horrible, horrible thing to say. You know, think of all hey man, here's a little history lesson. I don't know if anybody knew this or not, but the Africans, they actually came over from Africa back when this all first started, the whole slave thing.
Mm-hmm.
Their own people sold them.
Yeah.
A lot of black people don't know that. I don't know why.
How else they get here?
What's that?
How else they get here?
Well, no. There was white people that went there and asked to buy. They paid other black people for their black people.
If you think about it, what other way would they have gotten? It's not like they were just on like a Carnival cruise ship coming across the Atlantic.
The chief
here, like,
is fucking up.
You belong to us now.
Carnival cruise line.
You know, they were sold by their own people.
But that's what I'm saying. It's just like, look.
Which, there's my out. The black guy I was talking about. He's Haitian.
Right.
He wasn't sold by anybody. They lived in their own fucking country.
Well, he's technically not black. He's technically not black.
He's black in skin color. He's not African.
That's actually, you know what Haiti is, right? Haiti is actually France's garbage can.
Right.
Yeah, so that's really what he's.
But they drop all the black people.
He's
off.
A dirty European.
Yeah.
Is what he is. And it's funny, too, because, you know, the text message I just got about the whole Irish thing, you know. Ireland is seriously, have you ever heard the terminology for Ireland?
What do you mean?
It's like basically they're the N-words of Europe.
Yeah, nobody likes Irish people.
But no, it's not even that. It's not that. But like because Ireland's like the poorest country in Europe.
Right.
So they're like the N-words of Europe.
Right. They had a potato famine and fucking thousands of people died. We can't grow potatoes.
Yeah. Well, they can't grow nothing else either. They grow fucking potatoes and whiskey.
Yeah. Nobody died from starvation. They died because they drank themselves.
And you know what?
It
doesn't matter anyway because Irish people would never be extinct because they do is reproduce.
Right. They have 18 kids and could only afford one.
Irish girls are fucking fertile as a motherfucker. They really are.
Who is?
You could sneeze in their direction. They'll have twins. That's you. I'm pregnant. I'm okay. She's pregnant. So, but getting back to Riley Cooper. So let me ask you, do you think that, what would you think the perfect punishment for him would be?
Because he's already been fined by the team, I believe. I don't know if the NFL's fined him, but I think the team's fined him.
I don't think...
he's going to have sensitivity training.
The team fined him. They're going to make him go to sensitivity training.
Right.
Honestly, if Riley Cooper was the seventh wide receiver on the team and they didn't really need him, they'd have cut him.
Right.
I mean, and that's the way it is. You can't blame them. Teams are under so much pressure to win that... you'll take an asshole or two on your team right. if you need them to win. Now, like I said, if Macklin was healthy, I think they would have cut Riley Cooper because they don't – even though he contributes on special teams and he's a good backup receiver, he's a luxury they don't need because there's going to be people in the locker room that fucking hate his guts.
Who else do the Eagles have besides Macklin and Jackson?
Avant. Riley Cooper's going to start this year.
Yeah.
For the four games until somebody takes his fucking head off. But – yeah, I mean, when it comes down to it, there's probably going to be a handful of people in the locker room that, you know, accept his apology and let's move on. Mm-hmm. And then there's going to be some people that are like, no, fuck this guy. He's obviously hateful towards black people.
Right.
You know? If I'm a head coach, even if I – Riley Cooper's not that good, even though the Eagles are kind of relying on him this year, he's not that good to let him get away with shit like that.
Right.
I'd cut him because I don't want that bullshit in my locker room. That's just me. I would have told him, clean out your locker, you're out of here.
I mean, should he be kicked out of football?
No.
Should he be kicked out of...
Fuck, dude. Dante Stallworth killed somebody and came back a year later.
Yeah, but that was an accident, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was an accident. It was the guy's fault who died.
What about Leonard Little, though? That's the motherfucker that... he did it on purpose. Didn't he kill two people?
I don't know.
Two different occasions?
No, I think he got busted for a DUI after he killed somebody, but okay. I don't think he killed another person. I'm not 100% sure on that, I think. But, yeah, I mean, honestly, I said it at the time when Dante Stallworth killed that person. If you're crossing a four-lane highway as a pedestrian, you know whether you can make it or not. So you get hit by a car 95% of the time, it's your own fault.
But when you have a walker and you're missing half a leg...
well, you shouldn't try to cross a highway.
Shouldn't you slow down to that point?
No, fuck them. You shouldn't. But yeah, like people, athletes have went to jail. The Packers have a guy named Johnny Jolly. He was in jail for like almost a year for a fucking drug possession. He's back on the team now.
Crack clown.
He's back on the team now. People have done much worse... and have still gotten jobs in the NFL. I think
a lot of people are like, well, if you're going to forgive Michael Vick, you should forgive, you know. And I'm like, first of all, Michael Vick wasn't on the Eagles when he did this shit, when he got caught.
Right.
Second of all, he did 2 years in prison. He did his penance. I don't like the guy. I never liked him as a football player, but.
No, he stinks.
Yeah, he stinks. I hate him. I think he's, I hate him and he stinks. but regardless, like, you know, yeah, it was fucked up what he did, but believe me, he paid his dues.
He did his time.
He did his time. He did his penance. He forked over a lot of fucking money to those like animal welfare places and shit too.
And I'm sure he's still doing it.
I'm sure he is, but you know what?
He's doing the right thing. You have to put a good face on it at this point.
That's why he forgave Riley Cooper.
Exactly, because he's been begging for forgiveness since he's been out of jail.
And he knows that, you know, if you're going to sit there and be that person at one point, you have to show the same courtesy to other people when they fuck up.
Exactly. Meanwhile, behind closed doors, he's probably like, fuck this honky.
But I'll be honest with you. It's a fucking word. Let's be honest.
It is.
You know? And he didn't say he was going to kill. He said he was going to fight.
Right.
You know?
And that's my thing. It's a word. Who really cares? He did say it with a lot of hatred behind it, it seems like. But he did. Whatever. But as an entertainer, as an athlete, you can't get caught saying that.
Right.
Especially when you play a sport that's three quarters black. And you have fucking 45 teammates in your locker room that are black. You can't, because you know what? Most of these, not everybody on the team is an adult. You have a couple guys in their 30s. Most of them are 21, 22, 23 years old, where if they were older, they might be more forgiving of it. But these are young guys. Like, you hear a word like that, you're just like, you know what? Fuck this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you, there's fucking 10 guys in the locker room that want to fight him at least.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to hear that shit.
They want to do a fight club.
They should, and they should beat the shit out. That should be his penalty. He should have. He wanted to fight every black guy at the concert. He should have to fight every black guy in the locker room.
What they'll do is during training camp, that when he's sleeping, they're going to come in and they're going to hold him down and they're going to take those towels with the soap bars, do like a Full Metal Jacket.
That would be awesome.
That would be pretty cool.
I don't know. It's just a word. Who cares?
It really is. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, I understand it's hateful. I understand it's racist. I understand that it's, you know, it symbolizes a lot of oppression that happened to, you know, a culture of people for centuries. But you have to also understand something. Words are just words.
Right.
Okay. If he actually stabbed the security guard in the throat and then yelled out the word like, "Da, Negro,"
yeah.
You know, like that would be different.
Listen,
you know,
there's racist people at every job of every color.
A caller called in from on Philadelphia sports radio, and he was really upset. But he had a very legitimate beef. He was like, he said, and I actually think he's right.
Mm-hmm.
And the caller was obviously, he was black,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not going by his name. I'm going mm-hmm. by the sound of his voice.
Mm-hmm. Well, and during something like this, people normally say if they're sure. as an African American,
yeah.
man.
But blah, he blah, blah. Said he's upset because the way he said it and how he said it was a very hateful.
Mm-hmm.
And he says he learned this from somewhere at some point yeah. in his life. And he decided, he chose to keep that mm-hmm. in his vernacular,
right.
he said. So I was impressed that he knew the word vernacular first. And then...
racist motherfucker.
Come on, man.
Objection! This is a
comedy.
Racist.
I'm trying to just be funny, man. I'm not saying... But, you know, he said that he chose to keep that in his vernacular. And I sat down and I thought about it. I was like, you know, he's actually got a really good point.
Mm-hmm.
He learned it from somewhere. Not TV or anything like that. He right. learned, cause that was some hatred
yeah.
behind that, mm-hmm. you know. And he really did, like, he did go about it all wrong, obviously, mm-hmm. but at the same time, you know, that's something that shows that, look, Riley Cooper could be sorry all he wants,
mm-hmm.
but this is who Riley Cooper is.
Nobody's gonna forget what he said.
No.
I was listening to, sports radio too, and I heard a guy call in, and I actually felt really bad for him, cause he said, I've grown up an Eagles fan all my life. I bleed green. I love the fucking Eagles. And now this guy is making me choose between my race and my team.
Well, you're just an idiot.
But like, he's just like, how can I cheer for this guy?
You can't. You don't have to
cheer.
Knowing
that he hates
I didn't cheer for Michael Vick.
But you cheer for him to play well.
Who?
Michael Vick.
Not really. I was kind of hoping
he'd lose
his job.
If you want to win.
Why? He stinks. Why is he going to take us to the promised land? He's not.
There's not a player on this team that's going to take us to the promised
land.
I agree.
But I'm saying, well, why should I root for him? I'd rather him get the fuck out sooner and hopefully bring somebody else in.
I hear
in,
you, but
you know.
You don't root against your team.
I'm not rooting against my team, but I don't have to root for every player on the team.
No, I hear you. It's just kind of, it's
bittersweet, man.
Yeah, I hear you. It just, it sucks for black Eagles fans to like, I gotta cheer for this racist motherfucker.
Eagles fans.
Like, what do you do? Like, you know, week one of the season, when if Riley Cooper catches the game winning touchdown, you're just like you want to be excited, but you're just like, this motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's gotta suck.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, it's actually for the first time in history, black people this season are watching Eagles games are going to do what every white Eagles fan has ever done every year watching Eagles games since they had black players on the team. They're going to scream racial comments at Riley Cooper. I don't care who you are. Don't tell me you've never been to someone's house watching a game and there's always that one asshole there that drops the N-bomb because someone drops a pass. Or because it was McNabb. There's always that one fucking dude. I really shouldn't talk about Marco when he's not here. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
No, that would be Marco hangs out with his friends.
Right. Marco's had tons of black friends too, and he would approve of Marco saying the N-word.
Yeah, man. I don't know. It's a stupid thing to get caught saying.
It is.
And
again, but you live and you learn, and look, he can make the right choices from here on out, and hopefully no one will
you know, keep holding this over his head. Mm-hmm. Or he can make the wrong choices.
And if I was the head coach of the Eagles, this is what I would do. I'd call in the team captains. Bring them into however many there are. I don't know. If there's eight of them, if there's 10 of them, whatever. I'd call in the team captains and like, listen, I know this is fucked up.
Right.
But we kind of need
him. I'm a little fucked up.
We kind of need him this year.
Right.
What it comes down to is, can you guys control the locker room? Because I can. I'm white.
Right.
Can you guys control the locker room against, you know, instead of having this be like a fucking revolt against this guy? If you can't, we got to get rid of him.
Right.
If you guys can hold it down, then we'll keep him. If not, we got to get rid of him. Because you don't want that bullshit in the locker room.
I think in the meantime, while he's on the team and they're doing their little training camp and everything, I think some people are going to tune him up a little bit.
I would hope so.
Yeah, I think they're going to give him
a little. He deserves it.
Yeah.
He deserves it.
But does he really, though? Does he really deserve to get knocked out cold and possibly have brain damage?
He deserves it for getting caught saying it.
No.
I'm not saying he deserves it for saying
it. Again,
you can't get
this
caught.
This is the problem that I have. I'm not saying what he did is right, and I'm not justifying anything that he actually did. But again, it's a word. You cannot punish somebody for saying something you don't like with violence, with an intent to injure. You cannot do that.
He plays a violent sport.
That's not an eye for an eye.
He plays a violent sport.
I'd rather them spit in his mother's face.
Paula Deen wouldn't like that.
She might take it and turn it into a fucking cookie or something.
He plays a violent sport. He said a word that a lot... And again, I agree with you. It's just a word.
It is.
But he said a word...
Is it hurtful? Yes. Is it hateful? Yes. I'm not saying it's
going
not.
To be hurtful to a lot of people in the league. And there's going to be people that say, you know what? Listen, people have knocked other people out of the game for no fucking reason other than... I got to
like
hit him. It's my job.
Right.
It's my job. I got to hit this motherfucker.
I can't tell you how happy I was to see Michael Irvin get carried off in the
stretcher. Oh, yeah. It was great. But, you know, people take... I mean, what's it? Last year, the linebacker on Denver took fucking Matt Schaub's ear off. Took part of his ear off?
Yeah, it was Mike Tyson in football pads, I think.
But, you know...
I took his fucking ear.
People, they play the NFL players, they play the game hard and violent just because it's their job. Now they have that little bit extra incentive to knock his fucking head off.
You know what, though? There's always one guy on every team that everyone has an incentive to knock their head off.
Sure, normally there's a good player. In our case, it's just Riley fucking Cooper.
Well, and that's fine. They take him out, they take him out. But what I'm saying is I don't think... that it's worth, you know, if you're a free safety and you take Riley Cooper's head off and you knock him into the fucking next week and he ends up having a severe concussion where he can't play again, you know, you're just doing damage to yourself at this point as well as someone else. But I mean, do you really think that that's the correct justice for what he did? I don't.
Then what is? Listen, I'm not saying
I have no problems with the fining. I think fining him. Because listen, this is his job. This is his career.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to reprimand him, then start finding him some big fucking money. That way, you take money away from a man that works for his money, believe you me, he will change his ways. You try to knock his fucking block off, you're just going to make him hate you more.
But
you take him out of football, he could have a lawsuit. You never know. You could say, what if they uncover a fucking scandal that there was a bounty on his head? You know, bounties are completely outlawed now in the NFL.
Yeah, but it's not, I mean, it's not going to be a bounty. It's going to be a free safety who's saying, you know what? Fuck it. If I get the opportunity, I'm going to lay him the fuck out.
Yeah, well, what if he gets suspended? He gets fined a shit ton of money over it.
It happens in the NFL. People get fined and suspended.
But you don't want to be that guy that takes it overboard to where they make a whole new fucking rule because of you.
Yeah, you're not allowed to hit racists in the head.
No, I'm just saying, you're not allowed to go after someone with the intent to kill. I mean,
but you're already...
Ray Lewis retired from the game, so we don't have to worry about that.
Right. but a lot of people in the NFL already do that. They play,
But it's not...
Listen.
I understand it, that's how they play the game, but you just said, now that Riley Cooper has this incident, that gives everybody that extra incentive. Now it's like, yeah, we already played the game to you know, knock people the fuck out, mm-hmm. but we want this motherfucker in a wheelchair.
And a wheelchair is a little extreme. But
how do you know it won't happen? He could break his fucking neck.
You don't know what happens.
But I'm saying you don't want to be that guy that does that. And then guess what?
No one will ever remember what Riley Cooper said. All they will remember is you never playing football again for that shitty fucking hit you did that put a guy in a fucking wheelchair or made him paraplegic or whatever.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
That's not gonna delete the N word from anyone's vocabulary.
No, it's not.
If anything, you're gonna be the new N word if you do that. Especially if you're black.
It's just, I mean, I honestly believe that there's gonna be some guys out there that are gonna headhunt them this year.
Oh, and I have no doubt about that.
You can't blame them.
I have no doubt about that, but I just don't think that punishment fits the crime. That's what I'm saying. It's not an eye for an eye in that matter. Now you're taking it one step further.
Okay, and that's fine, but it's not the other safeties or linebackers in the league that have the opportunity to punish him. They can't fine him. They can't suspend him. They're going to take it out on him any way they know how.
But you have to understand something. You play for an organization that's part of the NFL, which is a very prestigious fucking, you know, sports organization, you know. By making an example of this guy, by fining the shit out of him and suspending him or making him go do anger management and sensitivity training and making him go to, like, what if he has to go and, like, help out inner city kids? That's how you – wait a minute. Hold on a second. You laugh. But you force him into that position. You tell me that something good isn't coming out of that now. Something's being paid back. The money he's being fined. He's made an example of in the league. And on top of that, he has to go and either give money or help out inner city kids or both. I mean, look, man, not for nothing, but there is like a silver lining to that. And that is something that could be a good thing. You know, I think that's a punishment that fits the crime. I don't think, you know, possibly injuring this guy for the rest of his life is a punishment that fits. I just don't. It's kind of like that old saying, like, you know, you know, somebody puts your fucking guy in a hospital, you put their person in the morgue. Mm. It's not really eye for an eye. You know, it's like you want to do – I'm not saying that, you know, someone has to start getting racial about white people and that's going to squash everything. But that's what fines are for. That's why there's these rules and penalties. You make an example of
again,
people.
The team and the league, they're the ones that dole out the fines and the suspensions. It's not the other players in the league.
I understand that.
There's going to be some players in the league that say, yeah, you know what? Taking a cheap shot at Riley Cooper probably
okay,
is.
But a cheap shot is a cheap shot. But to put it to an extent where, you know, you want to take him out. I'm just saying that is not. Now you become the enemy. Like, in other words, you become the asshole. You know, it's like if somebody smacks you in the face and you wait like a day and the next day you sneak up behind him, you hit him in the back of the head with a 2x4 and they're in a coma.
Oh, my hacksaw, Jim.
I'm just saying, you do something like that. Who's the bad guy? The guy that slapped you in the face or the person that put him into a coma?
I hear you.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't fit. It's like, I don't think that's the correct way to go about it. You're not going to do justice to the N-word, to Riley Cooper using the N-word, or to racism in general by doing something like that, because what you're going to do is you're going to fuel a fire that's already burning. By, you know, you got white players that are going to sit there, because there's white players that hate, I'm sorry, there's white people that don't like black people.
Sure.
There's white people that love sports and will tolerate black players on their team, but don't necessarily like black people. But if you start, you know, these people are going to watch a team, you know, they may not like Riley Cooper because he stinks, you know, but you see a guy from another team knock his block off. Well, now you're fueling some rage into crazy fucking white people, you know? You just are.
I guess.
There's going to be more division. But There's no way where this thing gets done right. But what I'm saying is you cannot bring people together. You cannot make things right by putting more division between two separate people. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just not gonna, you know, as a football fan, if you're a Cowboys fan and, you know, you hate the Eagles, or you're a Giants fan and you hate the Eagles, and you know, like, you know, and if you're a black Cowboys fan or a black Giants fan, you hate the Eagles, and you know, you get the benefit of watching one of your players from your favorite team try to knock this motherfucker out. As a fan who's basically not sensitive to people in general,
because they figure, well, the fuck them. They're making millions of dollars. Who gives a shit if they fucking eat through a straw for the rest of their life? Seriously, there's people out there.
There's a lot
like
of people
that.
Like that.
So for them, it's like, well, I want to see some fucking violence. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll get it. They will get it. But at the same time, if we're being serious about the issue, I just don't think, you know, players in the league, I don't think they're going to, nothing's going to be done in the right direction if they just try to knock his head off. That's what I'm saying. I just don't think that's the correct way of, you know, honestly, I didn't think Michael Vick was going to do jail time for the dog killing thing.
He didn't do jail time for dog killing. He did it for interstate gambling.
On the dogs?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So that's the thing. I didn't.
Dude, you fucked the IRS out of a dollar, you're doing jail time.
See, I didn't know all that. Yeah. I was under the assumption that he did time for, you know.
Yeah, he could have done a hell of a lot more time than he did.
Right. I had no idea he was going to go to prison for all that shit. And I was just like, wow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is that he did. He paid his price.
Sure he did.
And, you know, whether you like the guy as a player or not, and you don't like him as a human being, that's totally up to you. But, you know, whatever. He did his time, and now it's time to get off of the whole dog thing. It's like, you know what? At this point, like fucking Big Jay Oakerson said, if Michael Vick would win us a Super Bowl, I will hand him fucking puppies. You know what I mean? He'd be like, don't tell nobody.
Yeah, well.
I think it's going to be interesting, though, to see what happens the next couple weeks with this whole thing. It'll die out.
It'll die out. Nothing's going
to
happen.
But I'm just curious to see.
But now,
you never know.
Here's the flip side of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so football is a violent sport to begin with. People get knocked out every fucking week.
It's the hazard of the game.
The first time a black safety goes helmet to helmet on Riley Cooper, do you think they're going to say, well, he did it because of what Riley Cooper said?
Well, that's
and
the
not
speculation
just because he did it.
That's the speculation that's going to surround, and that's what I'm talking about. That's going to, don't be that guy because.
But some football players are just dirty to begin with.
Right, but.
Their job is to fucking fuck somebody up.
Right, but now because they're trying to get away from the whole, you know, like, did you know that now they're like not even hitting in practice anymore?
Well, that's just the Eagles.
Well, I know.
Other teams hit in practice. The worst tackling team in the league doesn't hit in practice.
Right.
Fucking, I already hate this coach. Well, did he watch a single game last year? They couldn't tackle anybody. Let's not tackle in practice.
Well.
Fucking asshole. When I heard that, I was so fucking aggravated.
My point is, I don't even know what my point is. You just opened up another can of worms. I don't even remember what the fuck I was going to say.
I don't remember. Or I don't know.
I don't even care.
So aggravating. Whatever. You ready?
We started this show on a bad note. We're ending it on a bad note.
You ready to get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, I'm ready to get out of here.
Good luck, Riley.
Yeah, I ain't wishing him shit. I'm not.
I mean, like I said, I don't want the guy to eat through a straw for the rest of his life. So.
I don't think he deserves that. But, I mean, honestly, if he got kicked out of the NFL...
They're not going to kick him.
I know they're not. But I'm saying, if you really want to make an example and you want to satisfy everybody, do that then. What's one less white wide receiver? Now we're down to three in the league. Big whoop. All the good ones are on Denver anyway.
Yeah, no shit. Peyton Manning's a fucking Klan member. He's the leader of the Klan. Go get me all the white receivers out there.
Riley Cooper just signed with the Denver Broncos. AP just came out with that report.
The Denver Broncos just traded 4 first-round picks for Riley Cooper.
We're going to send you 3 coons and a dirty Mexican for that Smiley Cooper.
Mira, what are you doing?
All right, let's get the fuck out of here.
Are we plugging anything or no?
Yeah,
I think we should.
All right.
I definitely think we should. At least, subscribe to all the other podcasts on Riotcast. Go to iTunes. Subscribe to us. Fuck it. Why not? You can hear more of this racial shit every week. And if we offended anybody tonight, honestly, just don't ever listen to our show again. Because there's no apology coming out of this. There's no way.
I'm very sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very hurt that you think that I offended you on purpose.
Auto racism. Our show should be called Cooperstown.
Hanging blacks with Mr. Cooper. Yeehaw! What else? Oh, Tweaked Audio.
They're great, great speakers.
They're great speakers. TweakedAudio.com. Type in the code word jerks. You get a third off for the price, free shipping, lifetime limited warranty. Seven great styles, seven great colors, mic'd, non-mic'd. Got Gamefly. Still don't know what the fuck it is. It's a two-disc, 15-day offer, valued at $23 for free.
Free.
Gamefly.
NHL 94 coming back.
Yep.
Go get that shit.
Yep. I'm so excited. Since you told me that a couple weeks
ago. It's so exciting, isn't
it? Dude, I can't wait for that fucking game to come out.
I kind of wish it was NHL 93. Because I liked it a little bit better.
Who knows? Maybe they'll do it for the next one. That'll keep getting...
Well, they should have done it last year. They're doing it for the 20-year anniversary.
I was going to say, if they want to keep people buying these games, start doing shit like that.
Yeah.
Because that's a fucking selling point
for
me.
No shit.
What else? Oh, Amazon. Click on our banner on the Jersey Jerks page at Riotcast. You want to shop at Amazon, throw a couple pennies our way. Check out Amazon's great deals. I just bought some shit for my girl for her birthday. I can't say what they are because I haven't seen her yet and I haven't given her yet. So it's still a surprise. But other than that, we will be back next week. Maybe it'll just be the two of us.
Could be.
Maybe it'll just be one.
Maybe it'll be us two and two new people.
That would be cool.
Two new permanent people.
That would be really cool, actually. I would actually prefer that. Fuck yous, too. It didn't show up tonight. No. Yeah, so we should be back next week, unless, of course, everybody has to go to a shitty concert on Thursday.
or we won't be here. Or we feel sick.
Yeah. Don't be surprised if we fucking just not do the show next week, show up to the concert that Missy's going to be at, and just smack the shit out of her. I will jump this fence and fight every titty here. Bro. So, yeah, that's it. We're out of here.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.